Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The United Arab Emirates' only nuclear power plant has been targeted by a drone strike. No major damage, no radiation leaks have been reported. There's been no claim of responsibility, although suspicion falls on Iran. President Trump spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Shortly afterward, he wrote on social media that Iran, to quote the president, better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them. It's a long, slow trip into work this morning for tens of thousands of commuters who rely on New York's Long Island Railroad. A strike has shut down the LIRR, the largest commuter railroad in North America. Another round of contract talks slated for today. A cruise ship at the center of an international health alert has finally ended its long, tumultuous voyage.
The cruise ship, hit by a deadly hantavirus outbreak, has docked at the Dutch port of Rotterdam for disinfection, wrapping up a troubled journey that has put international health authorities on alert. The NV Hondius was carrying 25 crew members and two medical personnel as it reached Rotterdam on Monday morning after all the passengers disembarked elsewhere. AP reports people boarding the boat were wearing white hazardous materials suits. A short distance from where the ship docked, authorities had set up white containers along the water in between a line of windmills. The crew will enter immediate quarantine. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Congo's health minister announcing the opening of three Ebola treatment centers in the country's east. It comes as Congo grapples with an outbreak of a rare variant that has no approved therapeutics or vaccines. More than 300 suspected cases, 88 deaths have been reported in Congo and two in Uganda. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures up 68 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 164. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Ready for a bathroom upgrade that won't disrupt your life? Jacuzzi Bath Remodel is here to help. Take the stress out of renovations with quick, professional service from the name America Trusts. Affordable, stunning selection of tubs and showers, each designed with style, safety, and your budget in mind. With customizable features like grab bars and seats, your new bath or shower will meet your entire family's needs.
I absolutely love my new bathroom. It's very hard to believe that they get it done in one day. Jacuzzi really outdid themselves.
Right now, we're waiving all installation costs, plus offering no interest and no payments for up to 1 year. Call now to schedule your free design consultation and quote. Call 800-486-3395. That's 800-486-3395. 800-486-3395. With purchase and installation, financing through third-party lenders, subject to credit approval. No interest and no payments if paid in full within 12 months. Interest charged from purchase date if not paid in full. Not all will qualify. Call dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Washington College is launching a new program to promote principled leadership and civic engagement. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced the nonpartisan initiative on Sunday while delivering the keynote address at the college commencement in Chestertown. He says the Hogan Institute at Washington College will promote leadership rooted in character, respect for institutions, and the discipline to work across differences in pursuit of the common good. Hogan says the Institute will be dedicated to preparing the next generation of citizen leaders and renewing the idea that public service is about a commitment to something greater than ourselves and honoring the trust of those we serve. The initiative will launch its formal programming in the fall. And one person is injured after a vehicle fire and building crash in South Baltimore Sunday night. Firefighters were called to the 500 block of East Ford Avenue at around 8 p.m., and they were able to quickly extinguish the fire. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Patients around Baltimore may be wearing thin, but Gunnar Henderson staved off the naysayers at least for one more day.
He barrels this ball to right field. Way deep and into the third deck here in D.C. Right now down the line, and that is the first home run for Gunnar Henderson since late April.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, part of hopefully a breakout four-hit day for the shortstop as the O's salvaged Game 3 against the Nats yesterday in D.C. 7-3 was the final. After the game, Gunnar on his big performance.
I mean, I've been working my butt off on my swing for a long time, so finally getting to see some go through the hole, so it's nice today.
PGA Championship at Aramenic in Pennsylvania, a stunner from a first-timer.
Good pace. How about in? How about in?
Call on CBS. How about in is right. Aaron Rye hits what will become a famous 68-foot birdie putt on 17 yesterday, and it served as the knockout blow. Rye, a three-stroke win over John Rahm and Alex Smalley, and in the process walking away with a cool $3.7 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens hit the field for the OTAs. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer heat is on again today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and very warm tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 80 degrees in Westminster, 77 in Easton, and 75 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. It's a beautiful Monday here in the Baltimore region. You probably heard it's going to get to like 93 degrees. It is welcome. Please, yes, come. Don't leave us. The winter was so cold. I am not going to forget this past winter. The ice storm. Good Lord. It was a terrible winter. Brian, the producer, I know you don't really care. Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's fine. He was still wearing short-sleeve shirts during all of that. All right, we got a great show planned for you. I just wanted to tell you, at 10 o'clock, we will be joined in studio by Sonya Dunn. She is running for Maryland's comptroller position on the Republican ticket. And so she'll get through her primary, even though it is uncontested for her in the primary. And then she'll take on Brooke Learman in the general. Now, this is a big deal because, obviously, Brooke Learman is doing a terrible job. Now, I've been trying to hunt Sonya Dunn down for quite some time. When she gets here, I will ask her, what was going on? All right. And after that, you know, we'll get into the conversation because first and foremost, I don't think everybody knows exactly what a comptroller's job is. So we'll have her explain that. But then even further than that, I want to know, how does she plan to get some of the Democrat independent voters? Obviously, you know, has she begun door knocking? Right. This is a comptroller for Maryland. So, you know, this is a statewide seat. She should be crisscrossing the state, similarly to what we see from John Myrick these days, or even, you know, the entire time he's been campaigning. And that's what I said. That's what I will give John Myrick over any other candidate. You can't say that he's not out there doing, you know, the canvassing part of it. He has. He has. Brenda Thieme, his lieutenant governor pick, she's been doing the same thing. So, you know, you got to get out there. You got to knock doors. We have delegates and candidates and state senator candidates that are also out there knocking doors. And you've got to be, you know, you've got to do the groundwork or it's just not going to work. Republicans, it's not going to work if we don't have the ground game. So we'll talk to Sonya Dunn at 10 o'clock. We'll leave the phone lines open. So if you guys want to ask her any questions, you can ask her questions. Of course, we'll ask her about the scathing audits I do want to ask her about, you know, because we learned about the tax refund situation. Those that filed, and it really looked like those that filed via paper, right? They're the ones that are really facing all the delays with getting their refunds. And I talked to Olivia's dad about it because, of course, he's a CPA. And I was like, how could this possibly happen? And he said a large part of it is, you know, when she's talking about the budget constraints, she's also talking about the fact that they are short staffed. So when those paper filings come in, it sounds like she doesn't have the staff to really go through them all in a timely manner. And I said, okay, so she definitely would have known that before she was, you know, boasting all these. Because remember the ad campaigns, get your tax money in on time, pay your taxes on time. She was all over it. I said, so she would have known at that time, those sending in paper filings, there would have been a delay. He said, absolutely. Now, Brooke Larry, my question to you is, why wouldn't you say that? Why wouldn't you say, you know what, if you want a faster return, you should do e-filing? Why wouldn't you say that, Brooke Learman? See, I have so many problems with her, right? So many problems. Beyond that, of course, we have, I said earlier, Brock Gillespie. He's going to join us. He's in Texas there. Brock used to play basketball. He is a professional basketball player, and he played in China. But while he was there, he took on some other roles, and then he became this foreign policy expert. And so, look, I'll let him get into the details with it, but we're going to talk to him about this trip that Trump just took to China. You know, what does this mean for us? What could it mean going forward? Why did they roll the red carpet out for Trump? You know, we didn't really see that before with Obama. And then also with the trade deals that they were talking about, you know, what's the strategy there? And then, of course, how can China help us with the Strait of Hormuz, right? The attack in Iran. So we'll talk to Brock at 11 o'clock. Of course, I want to get right into the Maryland Board of Elections and this screw up, this monumental screw up. It's so bad. President Trump is weighing in. Okay. That's how bad this is. We're talking 500,000 ballots. Now we'll get into what Jared DeMarin said, you know, in a little bit. And I do have audio to play for you, but before we get in right into that, I just want to mention, this is not new to Maryland. Okay. This is not new to Maryland. Every election cycle, we see a problem. We used to say, because the director over there before was Linda, what was her name? Linda Lamone. She was, you know, she was terrible. There's no doubt about that. She was terrible. And then now you've got Jared DeMarinis there. Before that, you had a gentleman that unfortunately he passed away. His name is not coming to me at the moment. But, you know, it's like every single person that we've had in this position has somehow screwed it up. And then when you call it the screw-ups, this is what's so crazy to me. I posted on Facebook yesterday about the 500,000 ballots that were sent out and they had the wrong party affiliation for the voters that requested these mail-in ballots. 500,000 of these, by the way, which could change any election, right? Anyways, I post this on Facebook yesterday and I said, here we are again, Maryland Board of Elections, you've got one job. One job. All year long, you've got one job. And this is what we get. Anyways, I posted on Facebook, and here's some woman in the comment section. She goes, oh, yes, go ahead. Put this in the atmosphere now. You know, have this ready because, of course, you're going to blame this on you. When you don't win, the Republicans are going to blame the situation. Sweetheart, think about this. If the Democrats, right, that run the Maryland Board of Elections, and don't act like they don't, Jared DeMarinis is a Democrat. If you follow him on X, he doesn't even hide it. He doesn't even hide it. He is biased. But if the Democrats wouldn't screw this up every election cycle, we would have nothing to say about it. But they screw it up every single time. I said last week, every department, everything here run by the state in Maryland, you've got the director, the chair, you name it, they are incompetent. They are incompetent. You have one job, Jared DeMarinis. So then they say, oh, well, the outside vendor didn't get it right. Who signed off on it? That'd be you, champ. You signed off on it. Who chose the vendor? That'd be you, champ. What is their record like? Have they screwed up like this before? Like, what are you doing? Like, the buck never stops with them. Then Jared DeMarvis gets online. He goes, now they're sowing distrust. The comment that Trump made about it. Who is sowing distrust? Is it the President of the United States commenting on your mishap? Or was it you because of your mishap? Who's sowing distrust, Jared? Anyways, I got some audio I want you guys to take a listen to. We're going to get into this conversation because, of course, you know, again, once again, but of course, if you say anything about it, you're an election denier. You're the problem. Take a listen.
Hundreds of thousands of Maryland voters will be receiving new mail-in ballots after the State Board of Elections confirms an error. Officials are pointing the blame at vendors tonight, but Maryland leaders are firing back, calling on the governor to address the issues ahead of the midterm elections.
I'm deeply concerned about the, you know, accurate vote counts. You know, it should be one person, one vote.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Maxine Stryker. Fox 45's Ashley Kusakaki is live tonight with more on the concerns and, Ashley, what some lawmakers are saying.
Yeah, Maxine, hi. I spoke with Republican lawmakers today who are calling this error a crisis and say the federal government should step in.
This has the potential to really be a disaster.
The Maryland Freedom Caucus says the mail-in ballot error is a crisis and is destroying election integrity.
We need to know, how will the Board of Elections know if people return two ballots by accident?
It has all kinds of potential ramifications. You know, the Board of Elections may effectively suppress people's votes. Some may return those incorrect ballots and they may not be counted.
On Friday, the Maryland Board of Elections announced some voters received the wrong party ballot for the gubernatorial primary election. The board pointing to the mail-in ballot vendor. The board says more than 500,000 voters have requested mail-in ballots, and to correct the mistake, all ballots will be resent regardless of whether the one you received is correct.
Wow. Wow. Terrible. Terrible. You would think the Maryland Board of Elections, you would think they would be so embarrassed, right? How humiliating is this? You have one job, you couldn't complete it. It reminds me of, remember when Anthony Brown was the lieutenant governor with Martin O'Malley, and his one job was the Obamacare rollout. And he couldn't get it out. Remember that? Then the website, everything kept crashing. He was like, I don't know what's going on. Really? Because you had one job, sir. You had one job, Jared DeMarinis. Now, here's what President Trump had to say about it on True Social. He says, the Save America Act must be passed now. Use the housing and FISA bills to get it done. Maryland just had 500,000 fake mail-in ballots revealed. We cannot, as a country, put up with this any longer. Voter ID and proof of citizenship must be approved now. Crooked mail-in voting must be stopped. Put it all in the housing and FISA bills. Make America great again, President Donald J. Trump. And this is exactly what should happen. Now, why Speaker Johnson and Senator Thune, why they're not getting this done? I don't know. That's a whole other conversation, right? That's why I tell you all the time, I'm not really happy with the Republicans on Capitol Hill right now. But that is what President Trump had to say. And it pretty much is fake ballots, right? Because we found out, and you had Delegate Ryan Rocky, you heard him, and Delegate Kathy Schlega, they were talking to Fox 45 there. But you heard that they're not really requesting, you know, for those ballots to be sent back in any way. They didn't say they were going to mark them to make sure that they won't count them. They said, we're just going to send duplicates out to the same 500,000 people. We'll just make the correction. So now you've got these 500,000 ballots, which are legitimate ballots, by the way, that are just floating out there with the wrong party affiliation. Like, you can't make this stuff up. This is what they do. Of course, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. This has been a problem for a very long time in the state of Maryland. And it's sad because, you know, the people running the Board of Elections, they don't even want to take any responsibility. Here's Jared DeMarinis, okay? Now, in case you're wondering, Jared DeMarinis, let me give you his exact title here. He's a state administrator of elections. Then he goes on, avid sports fan, campaign finance, all things related to campaigns. Oh, my personal opinions and comments are just those, personal opinions. Yeah, okay, Jared. Okay, Jared wouldn't be caught dead seen with the Republican, by the way. And he might say, oh, well, I liked Larry Hogan. Yeah, I'm sure you did. Okay, now ask how many Republicans actually believe that he was a Republican. I'll wait on that answer. Well, here's Jared DeMarinis on X. He says, first, I want to assure the voters and the public that no fake mail-in ballots were distributed. The wording in President Trump's post regarding Maryland's election seeks to mislead, sow distrust, and create misinformation. Jared, that was you. You are sowing distrust. You're the misinformation. It's your one job. You failed. Now, the only thing I'll agree with Jared here is he says there were no fake mail-in ballots distributed. You're right, because they're not fake. They're real. That's the one thing I'll agree with you on, Jared. They're real wrong ballots that have not gone out, and people could do whatever they want with these ballots, because according to you, because I don't see any changes here, you're just going to send a duplicate with supposedly the right affiliation. But he puts it all on President Trump. You notice that? He then goes on to say, it is vital for voters and the public to get accurate information and the facts regarding mail-in voting in the electoral process. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. You got to get accurate information and the facts. Dude, just do your job. We wouldn't even be talking about it. We wouldn't even be talking about it, Jared. If you did your job, we wouldn't be looking for facts and accurate information. This would be a non-starter. It wouldn't be a conversation if you did your job. He goes on to say, that's why the trusted source of Maryland election information is SBE and me rather than social media influencers. Jared DeMarinis, you're such a joke, dude. We're going to get to the rest of his comment. He's a clown. You see what we're dealing with here? To all those on the live right now, you don't live in the state of Maryland. This is what we're dealing with. This guy, he screws up royally. And somehow he's blaming conservative influencers and Trump. Jared DeMarinis, hang your head in shame, my friend. Because this is all on you, buddy. You had to sign off on those ballots. Did you sign off? Did you look at it? If I was a conspiracy theorist, I would say, you know what? You did sign off on it. You did see it. But you didn't care because you were hoping that we were going to get redistricting. But I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so I'm going to leave that alone. I am, though, going to go to my phone lines because I've got Tim Herb on the line with us right now. He's got our morning market flash. He's with RBC Wealth Management, and he joins us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Happy Monday, Kim. How are you?
A little fired up, but I'm good. I'm good.
I love it. Like I said, you missed your calling, Kim. You know, you should have been one of those locker room motivators, those guest speakers that come into a locker room, get everybody fired up, ready to get out there on the field and get after it and get everybody motivated, right?
Yeah, I might like that a little too much, actually.
who knows? Might be a career. Might be some pay in there.
You never know. You never know.
You never know. That's exactly right. Well, hey, last week, as far as activity, you know, we talked Friday morning. I thought the markets were going to finish higher for the week. We did, in fact, have kind of a record-setting week last week for several of the indexes moving higher to set all-time highs. And, of course, Friday, we didn't have the best day across the board with the major indices, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ. So, unfortunately, most of the major equity indices were lower last week. We had, you know, overall, the equal weight S&P kind of lagged the cap-weighted index by about 1.3%, which is also known as 130 basis points, Kim. But again, twice last week, Monday and Wednesday, ironically, both days that I reported for the morning market flash, although in the morning, Monday and Wednesday of last week, Kim, the S&P 500 closed higher despite having, again, some of the negative news coming from the New York Stock Exchange overall, but moving higher to all-time highs last week, of course. You know, we had energy, the best-performing sector last week as a result of the strengthening prices in crude oil, of course, that peaking higher here this morning. We're seeing WTI, which is known as West Texas Intermediate Oil Futures, trading back above $103 per barrel, while Brent crude oil is trading here this morning, Kim, about $107 a barrel. So, you know, we're seeing right now, again, this week so far here, earlier today, S&P equity futures were trading lower. Now they've moved higher. But last week, again, technology was mixed across the board. The Dow was down last week 0.17%. S&P 500 did post a positive gain, which was good, of 0.13%. But then the NASDAQ was down 0.08%. And then those small-cap companies last week represented by the Russell 2000 index posting and also a negative gain, 2.37%. So it was really an up-and-down week. Again, the S&P posting positive gains, but setting fresh record highs on Monday, Wednesday, and actually on Thursday it happened again, even though we had some, again, a pullback on Friday. But there were kind of multiple intertwined themes, I think, at play. We're continuing to see these tailwinds, Kim, from the whole AI or artificial intelligence segment of the technology sector, helping many of these bigger stocks posting solid gains, especially when it comes to earnings. We had a company, Cisco, of course, reporting a very strong earnings report, popping over 22.4% last week. But again, we're starting to see some caution again around that whole narrative between the U.S. and Iran, what's taking place overall. But tech stocks, again, has it been the leading sector, or not sector, but the leading area, I should say, of the economy, leading the market to record highs, really got battered by some of the increase in yields overall. So this morning we're seeing right now, again, futures trading higher for the S&P, up 9 points, NASDAQ futures up 136 points, while the Dow futures, Kim, are down 18 points. So there we have it for this morning's Morning Market Flash. Hey, we're heading into Memorial Day, holiday weekend. Let's make note of that, of course, this weekend, Kim. It's coming fast. And look forward to rejoining you Wednesday morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She traveled this road.
All right, we're going to jump right to the phone lines here. I got a lot of people want to weigh in. The ballot mishap is what they're calling it. Again, Jared DeMeritis, he's saying that, we're not getting the accurate information and the facts because President Trump and the influencers, they've got so much to say. He says, we issued a statement acknowledging an error in the mail-in ballots and a solution, and we continue to move quickly to engage all affected and concerned voters. He says the action taken for reassurance of ballots eliminates any doubt about the integrity or accuracy of mail-in voting. Dude, you've got no integrity with the mail-in voting. You've got none. Jared DeMeritis, you've got nothing. Oh, boy. I would love to have him on the show. He's another one that won't come on WCBM. I got Sally Taylor in Eldersburg. Sally running in District 5 there in Carroll and Frederick County. Sally, how do you feel about this so-called ballot mishap?
Oh, this is just appalling. And just to note, most of the mail-in, pardon me, ballots went out before the 14th, the bulk of them. So this is actually catastrophic. But and in addition to the folks that are talking about bringing the federal government in, I think that we need to just get rid of all the mail-ins this cycle and just say, you know, straight to the, you know, to the paper, to the and voting in person. This also brings into real question how they track the ballots. They said, oh, don't worry, all the ballots are tracked. Well, if all the ballots are tracked, why do they need to reissue all of the ballots? Don't they know which ballot types were the problem?
Exactly.
Biblical proportions, and I think that the people of Maryland, Democrat and Republican, should be equally as concerned.
Yeah, sounds like a protest at the Maryland Board of Elections there in Annapolis. Sally Taylor, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully the race is going well. We'll be in touch soon, and hopefully they'll get this straightened out, because I feel bad for candidates like yourself that are on the ballot.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally. Again, she's running in District 5 there in Carroll County. This is just, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And then to pass the buck, to not even take accountability. And then he goes, well, we did issue a statement acknowledging it. Yeah, before everybody called in and said, hey, guy, just so you know, I'm a Republican, but somehow my ballot says Democrat, and it's telling me I got to vote for Wes Moore in the primary, right? A bunch of idiots, clowns in the state of Maryland running these departments. We'll be right back. I want to hear from you. Call in 410-WCBO680, 410-922-6680.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The United Arab Emirates' only nuclear power plant has been targeted by a drone strike. No major damage, no radiation leaks have been reported. There's been no claim of responsibility, although suspicion falls on Iran. President Trump spoke with Israel's prime minister and shortly afterward wrote on social media that Iran, quote the president, better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them. It's a long, slow trip into work this morning for tens of thousands of commuters relying on New York's Long Island Railroad. A strike has shut down the LIRR. Another round of contract talks is scheduled for later this morning. Congo's health minister announcing the opening of three Ebola treatment centers in the country's east. It comes as Congo grapples with an outbreak of a rare variant that has no approved therapeutics or vaccines. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's hit him hard all over Nats Park this weekend, but didn't get rewarded until yesterday.
Boy, is this one belted.
Kowser with a drive to right field, and there it is! Colton Kowser finally gets that elephant off his back. His first home run in 111 plate appearances, and it was a sizzler.
My goodness.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. It was a rocket off the bat of Kowser as the Birds knock out the Nats. 7-3 was the final. Here's the manager in the postgame.
No, they didn't waver in the clubhouse. They know they were putting good swings on it and barreling the ball, hitting it hard. And, you know, you hope eventually they'll also find some holes.
And so now it's on to St. Pete. Our first look at the Rays, who have the best record in the American League. And it's a very important start tonight for Trevor Rogers at 6:40 p.m. Preakness Saturday at Laurel was tight, but also the slowest in 75 years.
Here's Iron Honor trying to come and get Napoleon Solo. These two to the final furlong. Napoleon Solo still there. Iron Honor on the outside cannot get him. Napoleon Solo and Paco Lopez have won the Preakness.
Pride of Mount St. Joe High School. Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. The final time of 158.69. Napoleon Solo won after surging past the favorite Taj Mahal. Sidebar here, Solo's time was the slowest at the Preakness since 1950, when the homebred Colt Hill Prince, ridden by Hall of Fame jockey Eddie Arcaro, won it in 159.20. And finally, Ravens continue their offseason program today with 3 days of OTAs this week. Lamar will be there, and one of the more interesting stories in terms of the rookies is that of Adam Randall, the big versatile running back out of Clemson that was owner Steve Bisciotti's personal pick. Here's Randall on being in the running back room with the King.
I'm just looking forward to, you know, being able to get in the room and, you know, see how he works and also all the other guys, you know, just see how they are pros pro and, you know, just being at the Ravens organization, I know that they have great players and great men.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Gunner finally breaks out. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
You're Fox 45. Forecast. The summer-like heat is back in action today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More heat and humidity Tuesday and Wednesday with high temperatures in the mid-90s both days, ahead of a chance of showers and storms later Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Annapolis is broken, and it's time we fought back. Westmore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and as a wife, mother, small business owner, and patriot, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote for a fighter. Vote Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd. Paid for by the committee to elect Shirai Yousefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, good morning, everybody. We're talking about, well, they're calling it a ballot mishap. It's more than just a mishap. On the 15th, Jared DeMeritis, he's posted this on X. He says, I'm aware of the error by our mail-in vendor, right? He's got to talk about the vendor. God forbid he takes any accountability. Our mail-in vendor resulting in some voters receiving the wrong party ballot. We are diligently working to address this error. To eliminate any doubt in the integrity or accuracy of a mail-in voting, I have arranged the sending of replacement ballots, okay? Now, he says some voters receiving wrong party ballot. Out of the 500,000, ladies and gentlemen, as Sally Taylor pointed out, we have no idea how many people. They have been taking guesses. If you heard some of the reporters, I know we played some audio. They still believe it's over 100,000 people that could have the wrong party affiliation on their ballot. Okay. So this isn't like five or six people or 30 or 40 people. You're talking about a lot of people opening their mail-in ballot saying, what the heck is this? This is a huge problem. We're going to get right to the phone lines here. I know I have lots of text messages to read. Let's see. We've got, it's Terrell in Owings Mills. Hey, Terrell. Yes. I'm surprised you're calling. What? Huh? I'm surprised you're calling for a state issue.
I got a dentist appointment at 10 o'clock, so I'm going to try to get it in.
All right.
But Kim, you know, you don't have to worry about the ballots and all. The Republicans are going to lose anyway. You know, Kim, Donald
the Republicans
Trump
are going to lose
shape.
Anyway.
Wait a minute. Okay, just hear me.
Go ahead.
Okay, hey, Kim. He's in such bad shape, Kim. He's telling you now he don't care about you. He told you that last week. And what Donald Trump said, when he says something, he means it. And that's what you say, right? And Kim, you only spent 5 minutes on his China trip last week. You know what?
We have a guest at 11 o'clock to talk about it further.
No. Okay, well, talk about balloting. I'm talking about y'all.
Oh, I thought you just said his China trip.
Chance.
I just thought you said his China trip. So what do you have to say about the mail-in ballots?
I'm trying to tell you, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Kim.
Why doesn't it matter?
Kim, I told you, like I told you before, when I predicted that you were going to lose twice. I was right, and you was wrong.
Well, let me ask you this, Terrell. Let me ask you this question. If Republicans can't win in Maryland, why is Senator Van Hollen on a Sunday talk show and Wes Moore still running up and down the state talking about redistricting? Why are they so pressed to do redistricting if we can't win?
Kim, but why is Donald Trump doing redistricting? Why does Donald Trump want to?
You just said Republicans can't win in Maryland. So why are they pushing redistricting?
Because, you know why?
Why?
You know why? Because, Kim, they are doing it everywhere. Have you seen what happened in South Carolina? He got thrown across.
That must mean that Republicans do win, Terrell. Thank you so much. Have a great time at the dentist. Hopefully it's nothing serious. That means that we do have chances to win, and we absolutely do. That's why they're pushing redistricting. In case you guys missed it yesterday, real quick, Senator Van Hollen, he was, of course, on a Sunday morning talk show talking about redistricting once again. Senator Bill Ferguson is saying, no, we can't do it. I say give them what they want, Bill Ferguson. Give them what they want. They want to do redistricting so bad. I mean, look, you've got these ridiculous fake mail-in ballots that have already gone out, right? Give them what they want. Just tell Jared DeMantis, don't send out, don't reissue about mail-in ballots. Wait till we do redistricting. I want it to go to court. I would love for it to go to court. So Republicans could pick up two seats instead of just one. Since we can't seem to win here. We'll go to my friend Tom in Owings Mills. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Well, I just hope that Terrell's appointment won't be too painful for his dentist. But moving right along. Yeah, one of my first jobs was as an application computer programmer for Anne Arundel County. And the first week I was told this, that they said there are three functions that we perform that can never be messed up. And they are property taxes, water billing, and the Board of Elections. If we make a mistake outside of those three areas, it's not a mortal sin. But if we screw any of those things up, our ass will be grass. And the next bill, forget about the Save America Act, the next bill that Trump will be pushing through Congress is the Save Maryland Act.
Yeah, look, Tom, I hope so. Let me ask you this, Tom. Do you think that, you know, now with this mail-in ballot mishap, and you've got Harmeet Dillon, she's still commenting, saying they're still waiting for the voter rolls here, because, of course, you've got the Maryland Dems and the Maryland Board of Elections fighting from sending the voter rolls to the Trump administration. Do you think that now with this push that it helps the lawsuit at all on the Trump administration side of things?
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be good PR for the Save America Act, because when somebody, you know, screws up this royally, it shows the need for the act.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
Imagine the cost. If they have to send these ballots all out again, imagine to the cost of the Maryland Treasury.
Yeah, we didn't even, you know what? Great point there. We didn't even get into that part, Tom. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. I mean, like, you know what? It is. It's more money. It just really, it's frustrating because when someone doesn't even take accountability for it, right? So Jared DeMantis, the first thing he does, he hops online, he blames the vendor, then he blames President Trump, and then he blames influencers with misinformation. Didn't take now one piece of accountability for this. You had to sign off on it. We're not stupid, Jared. I got Glenn in Easton. Glenn, what say you about this ballot mishap, as they're calling it?
The last caller said it was the Treasury is going to suffer. No, it's the taxpayer that's going to suffer because we end up paying for all this stuff. But there's a supposed quote by Stalin who said it doesn't matter who votes, but he's far more concerned with who counts the votes. And that's exactly what's going to happen with this, because you're going to have multiple ballots. It's going to be total confusion. You can't have any election integrity when you do something like this. The only way to have election integrity is if you're in the military and you're overseas, you get a mail-in ballot. And if you're a shut-in, you get a mail-in ballot. But other than that, you need to go to the polls and vote. It's not that hard to do. And if we have to give people the day off to do it, fine, do it.
Yeah.
But this is ridiculous, this mail-in stuff. It's total fraud. And you know, the obvious thing is, would you trust me to mail you $100 in cash through the mail and expect it to get to you, or you ship it to someone else? You would never do that. So why would you do that with our most important right, besides the Second Amendment, of course, is our right to vote, the franchise. I mean, it's ridiculous. People have been killed and died and fought to defend this vote, and here they're just blowing it off. If the vendor's at fault, why are they not charging the vendor?
Right.
They'll never do that. They'll never do that because they know they had the final authority on releasing these, and they didn't do it. So that's and if they can track them, they should know very, very easily where these ballots went, and they should be able to triage that and fix it very easily. But they don't have any way to track these ballots. Once they're in the mail, they're in the wind.
Right, because they don't want to track them.
How many houses do you think got five or six ballots?
Yeah.
I guarantee you there was a whole bunch.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, they don't want to track them, Glenn, because then they would have to, you know, then they would have to track the ones going out illegally as well to illegal immigrants. Glenn, you make a great point here on so many of these fronts. I guess let me ask you, as you said, you know, it's hard to restore integrity after something like this. Do you think that this is going to get the Save America Act through in Congress?
No, because the Republicans don't even want it. I mean, if they wanted it, it would have been done by now. It's such a joke. The rhinos in Congress, it's pathetic.
Good point. Pathetic. Great point. Senator John Thune has definitely turned out to be one of those. Glenn, thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. Lots of great points from many of you. I'm going to go to the text line. I'll go back to the phone line here. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Sonya Dunn. She's running for comptroller. I've been wanting to talk to her because Brooke Learman is another one on my list that just really isn't great at all. Let's see. I've got here, James says, Kim, this is a gift. If Republicans got the wrong ballot, this is a chance to get rid of Wes Moore by voting for anyone running against him in the primary. Yeah, James, the only thing is we don't take part in illegal activity, all right? That's usually, we usually stay far away from that if we can. Now, I wouldn't put it past Democrats for voting for someone other than who they believe would be an actual contender against Wes Moore. Craig in Pasadena says, this is the first time I'm going to take a Democrat's advice and do what Jasmine Crockett said and fight fire with fire and mail both ballots in and maybe show up at my voting location and try to vote there also. That's what Republicans in the state should do. And then that might invalidate the whole election. Yeah. So what if that happens, Craig? What would Jared DeMarta say then? Right? What would he say then? He would probably say, oh, look at the Republicans. But then you would have to hand over the information, which you don't want to do, because you're trying to hide the illegal immigrants and the dead people on the voter rolls. This is madness. I'm going back to the phone lines here. I've got Debbie in Annapolis. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Kim. Love your show.
Thank you.
And your energy. Listen, this guy, this joker, Jared Domenic, why should taxpayers have to foot the bill to reprint these ballots? Why don't we send him a bill for the cost? I mean, yeah. Until these leaders, so-called leaders in Maryland, have to feel some of the pain, until they do, they're not going to change their ways. So
yeah.
I just feel like I'm sick and tired of us always having, taxpayers always having to foot the bill for the mistakes of Democrats. It's absurd.
Yeah, and they act like they're superior because, you know, there's more of them in the state than there is us. And so they walk around like they're, you know what, does a stake. I did notice also, yeah. Debbie, while you're on the phone with me, it looks like Wes Moore still has not made a comment about the ballot mishap. Why do you think that is?
Oh, because it would hurt his image. He's the guy at the top. I mean, he's the one, I don't know whether Jared was appointed or whether he was elected for that position of election, covering the elections.
He took over a little
like
bit ago.
Wes
yep.
Moore, I think Wes Moore, I mean, he's another joker. He's a pretty face in an empty suit. And God help us if he gets in again. He's already increased our taxes, our gas bills, housing. I mean, who needs him? It's, again, the Democrats' way of doing things. They tell you one thing, they get in, and they do the opposite.
Yeah, so true. So true. Well, thank you, Debbie, so much. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Kim.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And speaking of Wes Moore, yeah, I just checked even his campaign page. So Governor Wes Moore, his official governor page, he said nothing about the mail-in ballots. I'm looking at his campaign page. You know, he spoke at Valley Forge Military Academy over the weekend. And you know what? As I'm looking through this, no, it's May 14th. There was something about Frederick County. Yeah, Governor Wes Moore has not said anything about these ballots going out. And now having to reissue new ballots. He has not said a word. Going to the phone lines, I got Bill in Middle River. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, what do you think about this ballot mishap?
I'm not talking about the ballot mishap. I'm a little confused, and it don't take much. Back during the main presidential election, my mother, she was registered Democrat, but she voted for Trump. Now, when the people get the sample ballots in the mail for the midterm, there's no, I don't know how somebody would change their mind, like decide to vote Republican instead of Democrat, because there's no choices. The whole sample ballot is all Republican. That's what I'm confused about.
Right. Well, like somebody pointed out in the text line, so you could have Democrats that receive these Republican ballots. And so say they think, like, Ed Hale Sr. might win the primary and actually might do well against Wes Moore. They're saying that they could possibly fill it out and pick a different Republican, throwing, you know, Ed Hale Sr. out of the running for that you know, nomination. So they're saying they could end up using those ballots, you know, to do harm to the other side.
Yeah, that's what worries me. In other words, if I was an unregistered Democrat, I mean a Republican, voted Republican ever since Trump got in there, but I to change my sample ballot, would I have to go and re-register or not? That's the thing too.
Yeah, you should not have to re-register. Unfortunately, this is just it's really the vendor printed the wrong thing, and they're gonna print out the ones that they should have printed out in the very first place. I know it's a little confusing, Bill, but it's you should be fine the way you're currently registered. It should be fine.
Yes, yeah, I got a Republican ballot. That's fine, because I'm not going to change.
Okay.
But what happens if there's a Democrat out there who gets a Democrat ballot and wants to change over to Republican?
I think they still have time in the state of Maryland. I am going to reach out to Kate Sullivan and maybe get her on the show if she's available this week, and then she can give us the deadlines for when you can switch parties. You still have time here. Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right, Bill, thank you so much.
You
take care. You too. Thank you. Have a great week. I got a couple of text messages here. Bill in the text line says, Kim, why can't they just print a revision date or print them in a different color? Bill, because that would be, too much like common sense. Here's another piece I think people aren't thinking about. You know, they're going to reissue these ballots, and they're going to make them exactly how, the wrong ballots look, right? Because they're still trying to cover up, and this is the piece of it. They're still trying to cover up what's wrong with the voter rolls, you see? And so any kind of change like that, like, Bill, that's a great idea to change the color. But if they did that, and then, say somebody came in on election day or early voting day and they had one of those ballots that were wrong, and then they came in and brought them in, and then they find out, oh, wait, you shouldn't have a ballot at all. You're an illegal immigrant, right? Because they, maybe they say it. I don't know. The whole thing, again, it shows and it puts a spotlight on the problems that we have here in the state of Maryland in general. We get back. I'll continue reading more of your text messages. Don't go anywhere.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What has complicated things probably the most is the top three-tier leadership is wiped out.
It's gone.
Now you have a fractured leadership.
Yeah, but I think we have people that are leaders. I think they're much better than, I think they're much more reasonable. If you talk about regime change, that's the ultimate. No, I said that is serious regime change, right? The third tier that we're dealing with now, I think they're actually much more reasonable and in many ways smarter than the first tier and the second tier who are no longer with us.
And why aren't they?
They make a deal and the next day, like we waited 5 days for a letter that should have been there 1 hour. So where's the letter? They're having a lot of turmoil. They got nothing but turmoil inside. And it's an amazing phenomenon. Nobody wants to be the president.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, everybody cares about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and so many of us are guessing our way through our health, guessing what foods to eat, what supplements to take, wondering why some things make us feel better than others. Now, that's where Viome comes in. It's a simple, at-home, gut health test that uses advanced RNA technology. It analyzes your gut microbiome to understand how your body is truly functioning in this moment. And from there, Viome then creates a personalized food and supplement plan designed specifically for your body. Right, Linda? You've been doing this.
I have been doing it, and the test is easy. It's got great steps. It walks you right through. It's easy to do. You can send it right in.
Take the guesswork out of it. Get real data. Go to Viome/Hannity. Viome.com/Hannity today. And when you follow their plan, you can expect better digestion, more energy, improved mood. Stop guessing. Start knowing.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Bale and pallet mishap. It's more than just a mishap. But, you know, that's what they're calling it. Jared DeMeritis over at the Board of Elections, he's taking no accountability for it. Governor Wes Moore hasn't said a word about it. 500,000 mail-in ballots went out, and they said, you know, hundreds of thousands could be defunct, right? And they're basically blaming, you know, sowing distrust and misinformation and all these comments surrounding this so-called mishap. Apparently, it's the fault of the conservative influencers and President Trump pointing out the mishap online. That's the problem. The problem is we're pointing it out. That's what Jared doesn't like. We're pointing it out. Oh, man. All right. I'm going to go back to the text line here. Our guest is here. Sonya Dunn is going to join us at the top of the hour. She's running for comptroller. As a Republican against Brooke Learman. So we'll be talking to her, and you can call in if you like. Todd in Street, Maryland says, morning, Kim. You nailed it. Every single system in the state of Maryland is dysfunctional. Thanks for your insightful analysis and information. Love your show. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. But I think we could all agree on that one. We could all agree. Let's see. Rachel says, Kim, this is done intentionally. You know, Rachel, I didn't want to be the conspiracy theorist on this. I didn't want to be that person. But when I saw it, I thought, you know what? Here they were. They were pushing for redistricting so bad. And they thought they were going to get Senator Bill Ferguson to fold. And I thought to myself, I'm like, they wouldn't do that, would they? Would they do it where they're like, oh, oops, we're going to have to, everybody that requested a mail-in ballot, we're going to have to send them a new one. Oh, really? 500,000 of them? Everybody? Because you can't see exactly which ones were wrong. As Sally Taylor pointed out, you can't actually track it. And so my mind started racing, Rachel, and I was thinking to myself, maybe they were trying to line this up because they thought at the end of the day that Senator Bill Ferguson would finally come to his senses, they would call a special session, and they would do redistricting. That's what went through my head, Rachel. But I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to leave it there. All right, we get back. We're speaking to Sonya Dunn, running for comptroller. This is a statewide seat. Obviously, Republicans do a bit better statewide. We're going to ask her what the strategy is here. And, of course, ask her more about what she plans to do if she were to become the next Maryland comptroller. This is a very important position in this state, and we have to have the best. Back with Sonya Dunn.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Make a deal or else. President Trump's Iran, we quote, better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them. The threat comes as Iran signals it is prepared to resume the fight. Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC's Meet the Press.
I talked to the CIA director yesterday. Is there any evidence that the crowd in charge now is any less committed to destroying Israel, going after us, the great Satan, purifying Islam? I think the answer is no. So weaken them further, and you may get a deal later. But you're not going to get a deal with this crowd until you hurt them more.
Tens of thousands of New York commuters have had to find other ways to get to work today. A strike has shut down the Long Island Railroad. Contract talks to resume today. The long, troubled voyage of the Hanover cruise ship is finally over. The vessel is docked at Rotterdam for a complete cleaning.
This will mark the end of the MV Hondius's long journey home to the Netherlands after beginning its voyage in Argentina at the start of April. The cruise trip that followed was to become the stuff of nightmares after the emergence of the deadly outbreak that left at least three passengers dead. Most of those on board were evacuated last week when the vessel moored off the coast of Tenerife, but a 25-person crew and two medical staff remained for the final leg.
That's the BBC's Tom Bailey. President Trump is moving to withdraw his $10 billion lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service over the leak of his tax returns. The president's action follows reports that a resolution of the case was close at hand. All four crew members ejected safely after two Navy jets collided midair, happened during an air show yesterday at a western Idaho military base. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is currently up about 149 points, NASDAQ 3 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore County Police are investigating a Saturday night shooting in Woodlawn. Police say the victim was found in the 1900 block of Gwin Oak Avenue at around 8:15, and he was taken to a hospital by ambulance. The circumstances surrounding the shooting remain under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to call police. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with the shooting in the Wilkins precinct. Police were called to the 3300 block of Washington Boulevard shortly after 10 Friday night, where they found a 16-year-old gunshot victim. The teen was taken to a hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. Investigators believe the teen was shot during an argument, and one person was taken into custody. Police say charges are pending, and the investigation is ongoing. And three former corrections staffers have been sentenced for contraband smuggling. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Patients around Baltimore may be wearing thin, but Gunnar Henderson staved off the naysayers at least for one more day. He barrels this ball to right field, way deep and into the third deck here in D.C. Right now on the line, and that is the first home run for Gunnar Henderson since late April. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, part of hopefully a breakout four-hit day for the shortstop, as the O's salvaged Game 3 against the Nats yesterday in D.C. 7-3 was the final. After the game, Gunnar on his big performance.
I mean, I've been working my butt off on my swing for a long time, so finally getting to see some go through the hole, so it's nice today.
PGA Championship at Aramenic in Pennsylvania, a stunner from a first-timer. Good pace. How about in? How about in? Call on CBS. How about in is right. Aaron Rye hits what will become a famous 68-foot birdie putt on 17 yesterday, and it served as the knockout blow. Rye, a three-stroke win over John Rahm and Alex Smalley, and in the process, walking away with a cool $3.7 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens hit the field for the OTAs. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer heat is on again today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and very warm tonight. Temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
76 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 82 in Pikesville, and 79 at Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Lots of action here on this beautiful Monday. Man, you guys know I've been wanting to talk to this woman for quite some time. I've got a lot of issues with our current comptroller. I call her our DEI comptroller because that's exactly what she is, Brooke Learman. But she is running against a great Republican, and she's going to make the case for us here in just a second. Real quick, don't forget, at WCBO.com, you got your question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe the Maryland Board of Elections purposely mailed 500,000 defunct ballots? Do you think this was on purpose? Yes or no? Go ahead and weigh in there, and we'll talk about that in the 11 o'clock hour. Also, lots of text messages still coming in. I'll get to them in just a second. We're going to get right to our guest because we don't want to waste any time here. And Scott Westminster, he says on the text line, you know, how will Sonia Dunn reimagine our comptroller's office, since that's what Brooke Learman ran on last time around? Look, I hope she doesn't reimagine it. I hope she just does the job. First and foremost, Sonia Dunn, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on here.
I'm really happy to have you. I don't know if you've heard, but I've been trying to get a hold of you, Sonia.
Yes,
glad you're here.
And look, I'm glad I'm here, too. To see face to face.
Yes, and I'm sure you weren't running, too, because you're running unopposed here in the primary.
Yes.
Even though you do have lots of things to do, you got something you've got even on the table today, so you're going to leave a little bit earlier than I thought, and that's fine. That's fine. I'd rather you be out there working on making sure that you can become elected here. So, again, Don, first and foremost, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Kim, and I apologize that I can't stay longer, but please have me on to come on longer.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am running a very ferocious campaign. I am out there in the grassroots as far as hitting every county. I'm hitting every county. But a little bit more about me. I am a businesswoman. I have 25 years in the media industry, so I'm a media industry veteran. I started actually in front of the camera as a little kid, and then I worked behind the camera so I have a bachelor's in radio, TV, and radio production out of Oklahoma. That's where I was born and raised. And then I also have a master's in producing film, radio, and electronic media from American University, just down the street in Washington, D.C. And then I also have two more masters as far as an MBA, a business administration, then also a master's in procurement acquisitions management, and currently working on a DBA, a doctor's in business administration and finance. So that's just a little bit about my background. I have four kids, have four beautiful kids. As far as they're all adults, I have two that's on the autism spectrum. So I am a special needs mom. So I have two daughters and two sons. My daughters are on the bookend. My oldest is amazing. She's an engineer, and she's based out in San Francisco in the human computer interaction era engineering in the Silicon Valley in San Francisco. And then my two sons are in Washington, D.C., and they are self-directed programs. For those who understand special needs, self-directed programs means that you are really hands-on as the parents, making sure that what's needed for them is what's needed for them. And it's kind of sad, some of the things that are going on with here in Maryland with the disability, Developmental Disability Administration, especially with some of the things that they've taken away from the sector self-directed program is really sad and very worrisome. But then my youngest just graduated from Brown University a little over 2 years ago, and she works actually in Virginia at the headquarters for Capital One in Tyson's Corner. So those are my four kids. And then I have an amazing, I call him my Black Knight, my dark guardian, my husband, for over 33 years. We've been married. He is a retired two-star general in the Air Force, and we have lived all across the United States. We had an opportunity to go overseas. He had to do that as a bachelor. It's called GO, bachelor in the military. Because of our son's special needs, we couldn't go overseas. But we visited him every holiday, every summer. So they've had some really enriched experiences to be overseas as well. So that's just a little bit about my personal background. Oklahoma, I'm a PK. For those of you guys who know what a PK is, that's a pastor's kid. Me and my husband are both pastor's kids. My mother was a head pastor in the United Methodist Church, and my dad was a head pastor in the AME Church. And my husband grew up Baptist and then non-denominational. So that's just a little bit about me and my family.
So basically, you're the perfect candidate. We've been waiting for. So
I'll
basically, you should be running for governor, and we'll start here with comptroller. So basically, you should be the executive of the state, is what you're really telling me here.
I feel that Comptroller Maryland, people don't really understand, that is the pulse of Maryland. It really is, because that deals with the financial future of Maryland and taxpayers' money, because everything that goes in regards to the administration, the governor administration, if you don't have the financial resources, then we cannot be productive. We cannot be economically sound and solvent as a state if you're not, if you don't have the right person in that position.
Take all my money. I'm excited. I am so excited right now. So you have no idea. Okay. I guess it's not that I hate Brooke Learman. I hate the job that she's not doing in this office. Real quick, if you could just fill people in, what should the comptroller be doing here in the state of Maryland?
Well, you know, everyone thinks the comptroller is just about collecting taxes. But the comptroller of Maryland actually does more than that, and people don't understand how ingrained the comptroller of Maryland actually is. It's not just about collecting taxes. As you guys know, the frustrations about the integration of the systems, the recent
issue that we have right now,
as far as mailing in your taxes versus doing the e-filing and all that good
stuff.
Oh, okay,
so you're talking about the tax refund.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, but we'll get into the mail-in ballots because that also deals with procurement. So with comptroller, it's more than just collecting the taxes and giving a annual report to the governor about the physical well-being. This is a hands-on day-to-day position. You need someone because Peter Frenchel, which did a wonderful job when he was in office, he started the actual modernization of our tax integration system online in 2020. And it was slated to be done by 2023, and now it's 2026, and we're still having headaches and pains where those systems not working. I have a background with my business, my MBA in management and technology. And my company that I own, GEM Enterprises, deals with enterprise integration. So it is important to fully understand how to fully integrate systems, make sure that they talk to each other, and for someone to not have some type of IT background, or understanding IT background, is why we're having these issues. That's one. As far as also the fiscal, the financial forecasting. Yes, she submits the reports, but if you yourself as the comptroller doesn't understand true financial forecasting, understanding how to do scenario modeling for aggressive, conservative, and moderate type economic growth for the state, then you're not going to give that full picture. You're going to just, whatever the governor tells you to do, you're just going to do it. And that's what's happening right now. Secondly, data analytics. As far as understanding the data that's coming in, that is so important. So modern day, the 21st century comptroller, bottom line, needs to know data analytics, IT, procurement, and also financial standpoint. It's not just a politician that's waiting to buy their time to run for governor.
Oh, I can't wait for the debate. I'm excited already. So you're done in studio with us, and so you're already a breath of fresh air here, okay? I cannot wait for you to debate Brooke Learman. Hopefully that will turn out to happen. I know, you know, you can put it out there as a request, but they don't always accept, because Democrats, you know, that's how they get away with things.
I know she bypassed the primary debate that she was supposed to have with Tim Adams that was supposed to be at Bowie State University back in 2022. And as far as I know, that she has a propensity to not do debates.
Oh,
it's,
I bet.
Not in her best interest.
If you look at Brooke Learman, the comptroller's Facebook page right now, she's talking about Renee Good, right, being shot in Minnesota, Alex Pretty being shot by ICE in Minnesota. She's like an activist. She's not a comptroller. It's like she does. And like you said, Peter Frenchel did a great job. He should be governor right now. I don't know how we ended up with Westmore. Let's be very honest about this. Peter Frenchel should be the governor right now. And the fact that he got through. Anyway, that's another conversation. Obviously, we're talking also this morning about the mail-in ballot mishap. Okay. We had 500,000 ballots that went out, and they're saying it could be up to close to 100,000 or more that apparently might have the wrong party affiliation. So now they're going to reissue more mail-in ballots on top of those, but they're not saying whether or not they're going to be able to tell the difference between them, number one and number two. I guess we're going to have to pay for it, right?
Yes, unfortunately. like I said, procurement. This is a procurement issue as far as when you have someone, the Board of Public Works. There are three people on the Board of Public Works. It's the governor, it's the treasurer, and it's the comptroller of Maryland. When I am in office, I am just not going to be a third signature, and I'm not rubber stamping stuff because I actually understand procurement. I understand vendor management. I understand contract negotiations. I understand contract management. And I will ask those tough questions. I will ask those questions to make sure that we're getting the right vendors for Maryland so we don't waste taxpayers' money. This is taxpayers' money that we're wasting, and that's not right. Maryland deserves better than this.
No, absolutely. I got a text here from Christopher in Kaysville. He says, that's a serious background she's got. This is what I consider intellectually hot. I haven't seen her yet. Sonya Dunn, I tell you what, well, just so you know, Christopher, her makeup is flawless. Sonya, you know, when we're looking at this issue, like you said, with procurement,
yes.
I also go back in my mind to think about all of the audits that have come out. This last scathing audit, we had $8.5 million leave the state with no oversight. We're not saying that it was abused, but they can't tell us exactly where that money went. And here we are facing a $1.4 billion deficit, and they're not even tracking millions coming out of the door.
No, as far as this, it's actually hundreds of millions, Kim, hundreds of millions that are not being tracked properly. There's no true oversight. I have eight platform issues that I'm running on: Local Community First, Independent Taxpayer Watchdog, Accountability Champion, Fraud, Abuse, and Waste Fighter. And that focuses on one. And then I'm just going to say, as far as procurement oversight, technology innovation, responsible stewardship, and then also must restore public trust. But let's get back to fraud, abuse, and waste, because that's what this is. This is fraud, abuse, and waste, as far as it may not necessarily be the whole agency. It might be just one wrongdoer within an agency, but there's no true accountability in regards to that. I know that when I take office, my first 100 days, one of the one things I can do, because this is one things that the comptroller can do. This is other things within her power that she can do. She can actually do independent audits. We don't have to wait for the legislator to do their audits. The comptroller of Maryland can actually do independent audits herself. And then what is found from our audits, when Jim Rutledge is elected as the new AG, I would present that to him so that if there are fraud cases, they are prosecuted. So we're not focusing on all of this national stuff, but we're really focusing on prosecutions that need to be happening here in Maryland.
Well, Sonya Dunn, we're going to take a break right here. When we get back, we are going to talk a little bit about the Francis Scott Key Bridge and how this ties into the comptroller's office, because
you
enlightened me as you were walking in the door here. So we'll be right back. Right now on the phone with me, I got my friend Dr. Learfield with the Smile Design Center. Good morning, Dr. Learfield. Can you believe we are only a week away from Memorial Day?
It's pretty crazy. I feel like we've just been dealing with a massive snowstorm like 2 weeks ago. What's going on here?
I know, right? Now it's 93 degrees. I love it. I'm not complaining. Of course, Dr. Learfield, I've got a question for you. I think our listeners will be interested to hear. I've heard of people cracking or fracturing their teeth. Does this happen commonly, and what can be done to prevent it?
Well, that's always a nasty surprise when you're just trying to eat your lunch and minding your own business, and before you know it, you find a crunchy piece in your mouth that was not part of whatever you were eating. Well, you know, sometimes you're lucky and it's just an annoyance, you know, having this hard piece in your mouth, but sometimes it can be quite painful. And what actually causes these fractured teeth? So you'll be surprised to know that it's not that one thing you were eating that cracked the tooth. Teeth are pretty strong and can handle normal chewing activities. Usually these fractures started a long time ago. Sometimes it can be evident in the mouth by looking at the tooth, and your dentist can see a small fracture line, usually on the biting surface of the tooth. Many times these fractures can be associated with a large filling, because when you have a large filling in the tooth and the tooth goes through cycles of compression from eating, chewing, biting, grinding, clenching, you name it, over many years, that stress on the tooth flexes the tooth back and forth, and over time, fractures develop. Sometimes, even without a filling, if the tooth is under tremendous stress, you can see small fracture lines beginning. The challenge here is that I've seen teeth with fracture lines that last for years and nothing happens. Then other times I've seen teeth with fracture lines that just split. Sometimes the split is easy to fix by just putting a crown on the tooth and fixing it. But sometimes that split is catastrophic, and there's nothing we can do except take the tooth out and replace it. So the question is, when do we intervene? When you see a fracture on the tooth, do we put a crown on right away? Should we wait? Unfortunately, there's no easy answer to this, and I try to make it clear to my patients, I'm not trying to push them into getting a crown. It really depends on your personality, how proactive you want to be. If you're someone that wants to wait till things go wrong or see how they go, that's fine. But if you want to be a little more proactive and cover the tooth before something bad happens, that's also fine. The only problem is that it seems like the worst fractures always happen on the weekend, but it's harder to get in to see the dentist.
Wow. So, Dr. Learfield, what you're saying is don't be like a type B personality. Be like a type A kind of person. Get it done so you can prevent future issues. Before I let you go, Dr. Learfield, if you can let our listeners know where the Smile Design Center is located and, of course, a phone number to schedule an appointment.
Sure. We're located right off the Beltway and 83, so 4324 West Joppa Road, Suite 110. And the best way to reach us is 410-321-1100.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Learfield.
The Rob Carson Show. The Republican Party is never going to be the party that it was. It's never going to be the party of George Bush, George H.W. Bush, of Mitt Romney ever again. We had our reformation. Now the Democrat Party needs to do the same thing. You as a human being who might have morals, you as a human being who might believe in God, you cannot stay in the Democrat Party as it is. You've got to gut it. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 a.m. WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We are in studio with a great candidate for Comptroller of the State of Maryland. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So you're done. So you're done. You're here. And I am so happy. Here I am. I'm like, I can't get a hold of her. I can't get a hold of her. I don't know what's going on. Meanwhile, you know what? It is what it is. Okay? And you've got to focus. Like you said, you're on your way to Garrett County.
I am on my way to Garrett County this evening. And then I have two events tomorrow, one in Prince George County and then one in Montgomery County.
So you are making your rounds. That's what I love to hear, the ground game. How can people follow you online and then how can they donate to you?
Yes. As far as my website, it's very simple. VoteSoniaDunn.com. That's Sonia, S-O-N-Y-A, Dunn, D-U-N-N. VoteSoniaDunn.com. And also, if you want to follow me, please follow me on every platform. My social handle is Vote Sonia Dunn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Truth Social. Also, I have a podcast that I just started talking about Maryland economy. I'm going to be highlighting and down as far as deconstructing all of the taxes that are placed on us from 2025 and how they're working and why they're not working for you Maryland taxpayers.
Nice. So I will hopefully you guys can send me that link because then I can play some of that audio here so people can hear you and then, you know, follow you on your podcast as well. We love to hear that. You know, obviously another big discussion in the state of Maryland, if anybody ever sits on 95, especially by the tunnel, we want the Francis Scott Key Bridge up like yesterday.
Yes.
We've just found out we don't have anybody under contract right now. And of course, this is going to cost us a lot of money. As a comptroller, Sonia Dunn, what would be your role here?
My role, Board of Public Works. That's one of three people, like I said, as far as the governor, the treasurer, and the comptroller. Large projects like this, you need buy-in from all three. But if you just, originally they said, oh, emergency spending, we're going to just do away with all safeguards. Anyone in procurement knows that's not good. And then when they did the contract, it was not competitive enough. Everyone knows it wasn't competitive enough. And we see what we're getting when we're not getting competitive bids. Secondly, they allowed this company to just do so many scope creeps, which means as far as pushing the numbers so they get more money out of us and cost overruns. And then when I heard that they went back to the table to negotiate, to try to negotiate with the contractor on all of this money that's being overspent, I'm like, anyone in procurement says, so pretty much from the beginning, you did not have the correct internal controls to make sure that everything was done tightly. Because the initial phase was $73 million. It rose to $211 million. From my understanding, the overall, they were supposed to do the whole project. The initial contract bid was for a little over $2 billion, and they wanted Maryland to pay $9 billion. And you know what? This is the sad part. The governor, the treasurer, and the comptroller were going to agree to this. It wasn't until the U.S. Transportation Department said no, because it's not tax, it's not state's money, it was federal's money. So they said, no, we're not going to sign off on this. And that's why they had to pull out the contract. They were actually going to keep allowing them to gouge taxpayers, because it's taxpayers' money, whether it's state or federal. It's someone's money. It's taxpayers' money. And that's not being a responsible stewardship, bottom line. And so what we need is someone who actually understands procurement to be able to say, this is a red flag. This doesn't work. Ask those tough questions. Make sure that we have the safeguards and guardrails in so that the contract can keep going.
All right. Sonya Dunn, VoteSonyaDunn.com.
Yes.
Do I have that correct?
Yes, VoteSonyaDunn.com.
Go on there, donate. Let's get her signs up. Let's get her literature out of there. We're going to have you back soon. I know you got to run because you got other things going on.
Please bring me back on.
Anytime. No, absolutely. Sonya, thank you so much. We get back, you can weigh in on this conversation. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Hallelujah. The Lord has heard our prayers. Also, Fox 45's debate all coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Make a deal or else. President Trump says that Iran, quoting here, better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them. The threat comes as Iran signals that it is prepared to resume the fight. Tens of thousands of New York commuters have had to find other ways to get to work today. A strike shut down the Long Island Railroad. Contract talks are resuming today. The long-troubled voyage of the Hantavirus cruise ship is finally over. The vessel has docked in Rotterdam for a complete disinfection. President Trump has moved to withdraw his $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS, stemming from the leak of his tax returns. The president's action follows reports that a resolution of the case was close at hand. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 178 points, while the Nasdaq trading 32 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. O's hit them hard all over Nats Park this weekend, but didn't get rewarded until yesterday.
Boy, is this one belted.
Kowser with a drive to right field, and there it is! Colton Kowser finally gets that elephant off his back, his first home run in 111 plate appearances, and it was a sizzler.
My goodness.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. It was a rocket off the bat of Kowser as the Birds knock out the Nats. 7-3 was the final. Here's the manager in the postgame.
No, they didn't waver in the clubhouse. They know they were putting good swings on it and barreling at the ball, hitting it hard, and you know, you hope eventually those will find some holes.
And so now it's on to St. Pete. Our first look at the Rays, who have the best record in the American League. And it's a very important start tonight for Trevor Rogers at 6:40 p.m.
Preakness Saturday at Laurel was tight, but also the slowest in 75 years.
Here's Iron Honor trying to come and get Napoleon Solo. These two to the final furlong. Napoleon Solo still there. Iron Honor on the outside cannot get him. Napoleon Solo and Paco Lopez have won the Preakness.
Pride of Mount St. Joe High School, Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. The final time of 158.69, Napoleon Solo won after surging past the favorite, Taj Mahal. Sidebar here, Solo's time was the slowest at the Preakness since 1950, when the homebred colt Hill Prince, ridden by Hall of Fame jockey Eddie Arcaro, won it in 159.20. And finally, Ravens continue their offseason program today with 3 days of OTAs this week. Lamar will be there, and one of the more interesting stories in terms of the rookies is that of Adam Randall, the big versatile running back out of Clemson that was owner Steve Bisciotti's personal pick. Here's Randall on being in the running back room with the King.
I'm just looking forward to, you know, being able to get in the room and, you know, see how he works and also all the other guys, you know, just see how they are pro. And, you know, just being at the Ravens organization, I know that they have great players and great men.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Gunner finally breaks out. And that is Stein on Sports.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer-like heat is back in action today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More heat and humidity Tuesday and Wednesday with high temperatures in the mid-90s both days, ahead of a chance of showers and storms later Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Dr. Lairfield here. The year has changed. How about your smile? At the Smile Design Center, we can help. We have cosmetic veneers and professional whitening to give your smile a clean and attractive look everybody will notice. And when my patients tell me they love their new smile, it's one of the perks of my job. Call me at the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100.
Car crash? Slip and fall? Workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Giving your liver a spring cleaning is easy with Active Liver from New Nordic. Search for Active Liver by New Nordic on Amazon, CVS, Wegmans, or GNC.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Happy Monday, everybody. You see, I'm in a good mood now. I was upset about the ballot mishap. I'm still upset about it, obviously. 500,000 ballots went out the door, and they were wrong, most of them wrong. Anyways, that's been a nightmare for sure. But to have Sonya Dunn in studio, and she's running for comptroller. She said a PK, a preacher's kid. Intelligent beyond belief, very well educated, articulate, understands the comptroller's office and what is necessary. I thought she brought up a great point there. It's like you have these scathing audits that went out, and she's right. Brooke Learman never said, well, let's do some audits of our own, right? She never said that. The scathing audits came out, and then the next thing we know, she's at opening day, you know, on the field with Wes Moore getting booed. She has not been doing her job. She's an activist. Brooke Learman is not a comptroller. And you know what? To Terrell and friends that think Republicans can't win, well, guess what? Sonya Dunn in a debate with Brooke Learman, game, set, match. Over. Over. And Sonya Dunn happens to be a black woman. You think they're going to do the whole win with black women thing, Brian, the producer? You think they'll pull that out? Oh, my goodness. So excited. I'm going to the phone lines here. Bob in Baltimore. Bob, what'd you think of Sonya?
I thought she was absolutely wonderful.
Bob, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either. And I was just like, who is this again? And I thought to myself, we have got to get, I know they're out there. We got to find more intelligent people like her. Because, and I think she's going to beat, what's her face?
Brooke Learman. Yeah.
Is that it? See, I forget their names after a while because they become so inconsequential. I can't even remember what they are. But anyway, she will absolutely clobber her because Brooke Learman, let's face it, she passed the, she went to the school of Kathy Klausmeyer. How many toes am I holding up? She can't be on three. And the reason why these people that won't call into your show and your debate with you, they don't know what numbers are.
Yeah.
They couldn't find them on the telephone.
That's a great point. That's a great point. But did you hear?
They couldn't find them on there.
Bob, did you hear what she said about the Key Bridge? Because I was thinking about this.
Oh, don't get me started on that bridge again. I've had so many fights with people. You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. But you know what? Another piece of this, like she said, we didn't have any, you know, competitive, as far as we know, there wasn't a competitive bid at all. And she said something about Sean Duffy most likely came back and said, no, we're not going to give you the $9 billion, you know, this contractor wants for this bridge. And that's why they had to make, you know, change their mind. I believe her on that because otherwise, wouldn't they have another contractor lined up ready to go? I mean, who else bid on the bridge? Where are the other bidders?
Yeah, I feel like by the time that gets done, I mean, I'm old now, but by the time that gets done, I'll be dust.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
So,
same here.
It's so bad. But we got to do something. I know you heard me say this before. We've got to do something, have some sort of a, I don't know, an intelligence test or something before these people are allowed to run for anything. Because, my God, most of them are, you know, most of them, there's some good people out there. I know that, like the lady you just had on. But, my God, I have never seen such an assemblage of stupid people.
Yeah, yeah. No, and that's why I said Sonya Dunn is a breath of fresh air. Bob, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
thank you
as always. Have a great week. Again, it's Vote Sonya Dunn. It's DUNN.com. And she is running statewide. We've got to donate. We've got to get those signs up. I know many of you have called the show. You text me. Some of you even email me. And you tell me how you don't see enough signs out for Republicans. They're not cheap. They are not cheap, all right? We've got to make sure that we are financially supporting these candidates because they've got to get these signs up. You know, and that's all of them. And we do. On the Republican side of the aisle, we've got some great candidates out there running. And they're putting in the ground game. They're putting in the work. Like she said, she's on her way to Garrett County now. But hopefully we can get her back on the show. And you know what? Hopefully Sean Casey will have a chance to get her on Casey and Company. Because we don't really, you know, we don't really have the same listeners. Well, you know, some of you I know, you know, to stay over and continue listening to Kim Klasick Live. But they are two different shows. And I want to make sure she, you know, is out there and gets as much view as possible. But talk about a very intelligent woman. Wow. I'm impressed. I really am impressed. All right. You know what? Also, I wanted to talk, you know, speaking of signs real quick, guys. I keep seeing more and more of Julian Jones' signs everywhere. And I told you guys last week, you know, the reason for that is because he's in bed with the developers. Well, now it's not just me saying it. All right. In case you missed it, you know, Fox 45, we talked about it a little bit on Friday. They had their Democrat primary debate for the Baltimore County Executive on Friday at 7 p.m. Now, I thought I was going to be able to see it live. I, you know, ended up taking too much time at the gym, but I did end up seeing it afterwards. And Julian Jones, he's going on and going on about the Inspector General, which, you know, I don't know why he would even throw this information out. It makes him look even worse. But Izzy Patoka strikes back. with a heck of a punch. Take a listen.
The person that's sitting in the chair right now does not have the statutory authority to write reports. And that is because, basically, to be quite frank, Councilman Batoka and the Republicans played politics and politicized the process so much that when a woman came forth who was qualified, she did not get a fair vote. So we did not have an inspector general today. We don't have one. And under my administration, we'll have an open and transparent process. We'll select an inspector general and give them the tools necessary to do their job.
Councilman Patoka.
Sure. I tried to stay at a high level, but I will say, Councilman Jones, I don't know if you're still sore that the inspector general cited you for soliciting campaign fund donations on your county email, or for you were also cited for providing public dollars for a private developer when you neglected road construction in your own district.
Ooh, is he Patoka with the 1-2 cha-cha-cha TKO. That might have went down faster than the Gina Cordana and Ronda Rousey fight over the weekend. It was only 17 seconds. That was a heavy hitter. He called him out. Julian Jones, Izzy Patoka is correct. You were in bed with the developers. We all know it. That's why I said, if you want another Johnny O, then go ahead and vote for Julian Jones. Okay? Now, I can't say anybody else on the Democrat ticket that's worth anything. Obviously, the two Republican candidates are great. We'll see who becomes a nominee. But I looked at that situation. I said, thank goodness he said it. Thank goodness Izzy Patoka said it, because that is what happened. And yes, he supported Khadijah Walker, a woman that lived about an hour and a half one way from Baltimore County. They wanted to give her a raise with your money and have her come up here. And she wasn't even an inspector general. She didn't even have inspector general experience. She was an auditor. And Julian Jones supported her 100% because he was mad that Kelly Madigan decided to investigate him and some of the things that he was doing. And so he didn't want Kelly Madigan there any further. Ridiculous. And you know what? And that's why I think when you saw Kathy Dunsmore-Klausmeyer, that's why she was fine with getting rid of her. I think she's doing the bidding for so many people. And maybe Julian Jones is one of those people. He does. He has a ton of signs everywhere. But again, don't look at that as he's getting a ton of support. These signs are outside of retail shopping centers, right? They're where the developers are. That's who he has in his pocket, the developers. And so I thank Izzy Patoka for calling that out. Real quick, I also wanted to listen to a message here. Nick Stewart, I believe, right? Nick Stewart's on here. Look, the debate, you had Pat Young there. There was another gentleman. I didn't really know who he was. But he sounded okay. He sounded like a little more of a moderate Democrat. But I wanted you to take a listen real quick here. Nick Stewart's getting a lot of press. A new face, obviously not already on county council. Very progressive Democrat. Take a listen.
In Baltimore County, it is time to turn a page. When 63% of our people do not trust our local government, you know that something has gone wrong. In part, that is, of course, because we are so secret and we make these decisions behind closed doors, like the decision to double the pensions of the council members who are on this stage. That is wrong.
And that's Nick Stewart. He's absolutely correct on that. And I'm glad that he brought that up. And so it shows you that he's got the guts to do so. Now, I do think Nick Stewart, when I hear him, remember he was talking about reimagining what's going on at the Towson Town Center and all this other stuff. You know, he's got the progressive talking points. But here's what we need to come out of this Democrat primary. And you guys already know this. I'm preaching to the choir. But we need to make sure that they hit each other hard enough that we can finally get rid of some of these guys that should not be on county council at all. Okay. They should not be the nominee, and they should not be on county council at all. And I'm just going to tell you, one of those people I think is Julian Jones. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know a ton about Pat Young. I don't know a ton. Like, Izzy Patoka, I don't like how he supports illegal immigrants, it seems, over Maryland residents. That part I don't appreciate. But if you want more unchecked spending and less transparency, and the nonsense we saw under Johnny O, well, then you're going to want Julian Jones. It's the same exact candidate. he's going to continue the same job. Juveniles running wild. Nobody really, you know, checking with the crime, the violence. People saying, oh, it's just your perception, right? Isn't that what Councilman Mike Gertel said? We need different people. We absolutely do. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Sheila in Randallstown. Sheila, you wanted to weigh in on Sonya Dunn.
Yes, Kim, good morning, and thank you for your program. I love your program, and thank you for having Ms. Dunn on. You're right, she is a breath of fresh air, and along that line, Kim, I'm just going to ask you about the strategy that I have. I'm a Democrat. I'm seriously considering changing my party affiliation to Republican so I can vote for her, Mr. Myrick, because you're right, I'm in Julian Jones's district. And honestly, I can't see voting for him. I can't see voting for Izzy Patoka either. And you're right, because he does support illegal aliens. I talked to him one-on-one at one time, and he told me that's what he's going to do. So Kim, is this a good strategy for me to take?
Yeah, you know what, Sheila? I think you should take that step. Take that step so you can vote in the Republican primary. So you're done. You know, she's unopposed in the primary. But if you like John Myrick, you know, he's got a heck of a race in front of him. Lots of people in that gubernatorial primary. But if, you know, maybe it is time to take that step. And then also, you know, if you can do it yourself and, you know, wake up some other people around you there in Randallstown, maybe we can make some changes in the census in a few years. I don't know. But Sheila, I appreciate you.
And thank you, Kim. And one other thing is when Ms. Dunn comes back or when you speak to her, and I know she's going making her rounds, please make sure she comes into the black community in Randallstown, Owings Mills.
Yeah.
Because if people don't hear about her, because, you know, most people, unfortunately, most black people get their news from one source, but they're not listening to your program sometimes. So please make sure that she knows to get around in those areas.
I will definitely do so.
Thank
I will
you,
definitely
Kim.
Do so. Thank you so much, Sheila. Have a great week.
Thank you. You be blessed.
Thank you. You too. Wow. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. You see, this is, you know, and I'm not, you know, I think, you know, I'm not silly. I understand there's still going to be a lot of people out there as vote blue no matter who. But here's a woman in Randallstown, and she's right. There are so many people there with their blinders on, and it is so hard to change their mind. They don't want to hear anything. I told you, I was over there at the Randallstown early voting location. That's where the woman, you know, started an argument with me. And here she was standing there with the Win with Black Women t-shirt on. And then she started fighting with me. And I'm like, well, I'm running against the white guy. She's like, I don't care. You support President Trump. I'm like, whoa, whoa. And then somebody else in her group actually had to get her to calm down and, like, back off. Like, you know, Randallstown, it's another beast over there. But if there are people like Sheila that's actually listening to other stations and they're trying to figure things out, and I have hope, right? This gives me hope. I'm now a little more optimistic about what could happen here. And I just hope, you know, now is the time. Governor Westmore, Brooke Learman, as Todd and from Street Maryland has said on the text line, every department in the state isn't run properly. The Maryland Board of Elections, which you would think Jared DeMarinis has the easiest job possible, he can't even get the right ballots out. This is unheard of. Show me another state where every single department is a disaster. The Department of Human Services, we talked about this, setting foster care kids up with those with, you know, sexual predators. They were on the pedophile list? What? You know, Kanaya Ward dying in the hotel room? Supposedly watched 24/7? She commits suicide? What? And here you got them walking around like, you know, and I saw where Westmore was at Preakness with his little feather in his cap. If I would have saw him, I would have pulled that feather right out of there. It's like, what do you think you're doing? I would say, why are you even here? Tell me more about what's going on at the Key Bridge. And I did say that on Robbie Leonard. You guys know he ran for state's attorney in Baltimore County a couple of years ago. But Robbie Leonard, he posted online a picture of him with Don Moore and Wes Moore. And I have nothing against Don Moore. You know, Don Moore seems like a lovely woman. She's a Democrat. It doesn't look like she's ever changed. That's her, and she's really nice. I met her once in person. You know, but I asked Robbie Leonard on his post with the picture of them. I said, you know, because they were making predictions about the horses. I said, any prediction on the bridge? What is that going up? How much is it going to cost us? I said, or do you guys link up and act like that it's not a dumpster fire here in the state? What happens when you see each other? Anyways, we get back. We'll finish up this conversation because we've got Brock Gillespie. He's going to be joining us at 11 o'clock to talk about Trump's trip to China. I do recommend my friends at AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. For the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munce's love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989. And I do too. Now, the AES motto is still the same. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, guess what? They're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400. You can also visit online at aeshome.us.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Previously on Casey and Company.
The Democrats don't care because they just launder money through the legislature to their supporters, to their donors, to their unions, to their constituents. They don't care who gets the money. It'll finally pass a bill that might hold nonprofits accountability. This state is, I think, one of the most corrupt states in the entire United States of America.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company. Weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. Again, thank you, Sheila, for calling in from Randallstown, giving us a little bit of hope there. And, I think it might be time to switch parties, especially if you're looking at a particular candidate in the GOP primary. I got a text here from our friends Pat and Val McDonough. Of course, they said, you know, with the election board, what they can do is a media blitz, and they can, in fact, color the new ballots that are coming out next in a different color, maybe green or yellow, and put on there that this is the official mail-in ballot. Do not send in any other ballot because it will not be counted. Yeah, Pat, they won't do that. And yes, it would be very easy for them to do. But how could you get all the fraud through if you did something like that? Jared DeMatteis doesn't even want to take accountability for the 500,000 ballots that went out. And we don't even know how many of them went out with wrong information. They're taking a guess. They're taking a guess that it was a ton of them. Anyways, I also wanted to mention, if you guys missed it, in Louisiana, another Trump-endorsed candidate, Julia Letlow, won the Senate primary. Bill Cassidy is currently the senator there, and he is one out of, remember there were 17 Republicans that wanted to impeach President Trump after January 6th? Well, you know, President Trump, he was like, look, you guys got to go. So he was one of the 17. So there's only about three left. And President Trump is supporting their primary opponents because he's had enough. He doesn't want to deal with them. So Julia Letlow, she won in Louisiana. The good news is I actually know Julia Letlow, and I know one of her good friends. We've had him on the show, Brian Trasher. And Brian used to work with Mr. Letlow, Julia's husband. He passed away. And then Julia ran for that seat in her husband's honor, and she won. And now she'll be going to the Senate. She's currently in the House. So great news. And there will be another Republican that will take that House seat. I'm not sure who's in that primary there. But, you know, in Louisiana, that's a very red district. And, of course, they're hoping to pick up another seat now that they can get rid of the minority-majority district there. All right, coming up next, Brock Gillespie. He's going to join us on the line. He is a foreign policy analyst, spent a lot of time in China. He's going to break down for me. I don't know if you guys want to hear it. I hope you do. But I would love to know what came out of this trip to China and where are we headed with everything and how much are they going to be a help with the Strait of Hormuz? We'll talk to Brock when we get back. Stay right there.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. A gun and a notebook that prosecutors say link Luigi Mangione to the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson can be used as evidence at his murder trial. That ruling today from a judge. The defense had argued that the items were seized illegally before a search warrant was obtained. However, the judge also ruled that other evidence that was found during an initial search of Mangione's backpack must be suppressed. The shootings were random. In Austin, Texas, 10 attacks injured 4 people over the weekend. Police have arrested 2 teens.
I think it touches everybody, and it doesn't matter if it was a car dealership that was struck or it happened to be a fire station or a police station. These are dangerous kids out causing havoc in this city, and they had to be taken into custody, and they were, safely.
Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says they're now hunting for a third possible suspect. A defiant Iranian leadership is suggesting it's ready to fight again, and President Trump seems more than willing to oblige.
President Trump posting on social media, "For Iran, the clock is ticking, and they better get moving fast, or there won't be anything left of them." Shortly after a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday, after he addressed his cabinet. This came after a drone strike targeted the UAE's Seoul nuclear power plant in what authorities said was an unprovoked terrorist attack. No major damage was reported. The incident highlights the risk of renewed war as the U.S. and Iran signal they would be ready to fight again, and tensions continue over the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Julie Walker.
North America's largest commuter railroad is not running the first weekday morning of a strike that has shut down New York's Long Island Railroad. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading 71 points higher, the NASDAQ down 113. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I talk to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 1103. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that police reported a three-year-old boy who investigators say was taken by his mom Sunday afternoon during a reported parental abduction. On May 17th, around 1:37 p.m., police responded to investigate the parental abduction at the 1900 block of Eagle Drive. Police said officers met with the child's father, who reported he was playing with his three-year-old son, Johnson Roman, when the boy's mother took him and left in a vehicle. The mother was identified as Inura Isis. The boy has since been found. And former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is launching a new nonpartisan institute at Washington College aimed at promoting political cooperation, according to a recent report by the Washington Post. The Hogan Institute, which Hogan announced during a commencement speech on Sunday, will focus on ethical leadership and reforms, such as open primaries and limits on gerrymandering. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Vinny, you were telling me about some of the success your customers are having with your Fix It to Sell program.
Yeah, Sean, it's an absolute game changer. We just helped the Martinez family who needed to sell their mother's home in order to help fund her retirement, so getting every dollar possible was very important. They had a quote from a contractor. They were planning on doing significant renovations to the home. I was able to cut out parts of the bid that would not yield a good return, use my own contractors for less than half of the original bid. We managed all the contractors and timelines for a stress-free experience. And Sean, we just went under contract in 4 days for 100% of list price, which was the highest ever sold in that community.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. If you want to get the most money possible, call or text my good friend Vinny Steele at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Patients around Baltimore may be wearing thin, but Gunnar Henderson staved off the naysayers at least for one more day.
He barrels this ball to right field, way deep and into the third deck here in D.C. Right down on the line, and that is the first home run for Gunnar Henderson since late April.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, part of hopefully a breakout four-hit day for the shortstop, as the O's salvaged Game 3 against the Nats yesterday in D.C. 7-3 was the final. After the game, Gunner on his big performance.
I mean, I've been working my butt off on my swing for a long time, so finally getting to see some go through the hole, so it's nice today.
PGA Championship at Aramenic in Pennsylvania, a stunner from a first-timer.
Good pace. How about in? How about in?
Call on CBS. How about in is right. Aaron Rye hits what will become a famous 68-foot birdie putt on 17 yesterday, and it served as the knockout blow. Rye, a three-stroke win over John Rahm and Alex Smalley, and in the process, walking away with a cool $3.7 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens hit the field for the OTAs. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time, 1106. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a hot day with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear skies and mild temperatures as lows drop back into the upper 60s and low 70s. More sunshine, more heat on Tuesday with highs nearing 96. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
85 degrees in Bel Air, 82 in Edgemere, and 86 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Replacing Lives starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. If you're just joining us today, I really got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We had an in-studio guest, Sonia Dunn. Yes, she's fantastic. She's running for comptroller here in the state of Maryland. And when I say fantastic, I'm not kidding. Her resume is stacked. You got to check her out. VoteSoniaDunn.com. Let's get her some donations so we can start getting those signs up. You know, she's running statewide for this comptroller seat. She's running unopposed in the primary. Then we had Sheila, our friend from Randallstown, a Democrat. She said she is thinking about switching parties because she would love to vote in the GOP gubernatorial primary. But also, she said that she really likes Sonia Dunn as well. So, you know what? What if Sonia Dunn could be the reason that you've got more people voting Republican up and down the ticket this election cycle? I mean, just think about that. Let that sink in. Of course, we also talked about the Maryland Board of Election mishap. 500,000 ballots went out, and President Trump even weighed in on it over the weekend. Apparently, these ballots went out with the wrong party affiliation. So if you're a Republican and you requested a mail-in ballot, you could receive a ballot with Governor Wes Moore and Democrats on it. Not sure how the hell that even happened, but it happened. And Jared DeMarinis over there at the Board of Elections, he's blaming everybody but himself, right? The outside vendor, he's blaming President Trump. And, of course, conservative influencers, he says, that are talking about it because their information isn't accurate. It is accurate. Okay, and I'm not even a fan of conservative influencers. You guys know me; I'm not a big fan. But what they're saying is true. You know, you sent these ballots out; they were wrong. Now you've got to reissue more ballots, and you're not really telling us how going forward that those original ballots would be, you know, basically kicked out of the system. So if a Democrat received a ballot with Republicans on it, could a Democrat choose a gubernatorial GOP nominee? And those Democrats make the call for us in the Republican Party? That's a possibility, is what it sounds like. So those influencers are absolutely correct, Jared DeMarinis. Well, right now, I did want to talk a little bit about Trump's trip to China. You know, of course, we saw that last week. We had a caller earlier who said that we didn't spend enough time on it. But you guys know I'm not an expert. And so I've got to bring experts in to talk about these issues because I'm not going to pretend to be an expert. So right now on the line with me, Brock Gillespie. Good morning, Brock. How are you?
Good morning, Kim K. It's an honor to be with you. I'm well.
Oh, well, great. Well, first, Brock, if you can just let people know a little bit about your background and how you were able to kind of be in the mix there in China, because it's not your average story. I mean, the way that you've gone about this is very impressive.
Right. So a lot of it's happenstance and luck. But so I was a professional basketball player for, 11 years. Spent a short time in the NBA. One of my teammates who I shared an agent with was the famous Chinese player Yao Ming. And so in 2016, I finished my professional playing career, and they invite me over to Beijing to build out, which became the largest sports endeavor throughout Asia, which was building basketball schools and academies and hosting camps for kids and promotional games and summits. And we'd bring all these famous, NBA players and legendary people from around the basketball orbit to come to China. And a lot of these projects were sponsored by the government. And so in that role, I worked a lot with the Politburo and the cabinet officials under President Xi. And so I kind of had a behind the red wall, behind the curtain viewpoint of what the Chinese and the Communist Party were like, how they thought, how they operated, how they negotiated, what their end game is, and so forth. So that's basically, for context, my background there.
Yeah. Well, again, we're speaking to Brock Gillespie. And Brock, I know you've been, you're not new to the media game, obviously, Fox News, everywhere else, and kind of giving your expertise here. And that's why I really wanted to talk to you today. First and foremost, how did you view President Trump's trip to China?
I think it was overall on a macro level successful. I mean, one of the things about Trump that's great that he does is, and you know this, you've been in the rooms with him, is he's someone that's very agile. He'll do things that other politicians haven't done. The Chinese appreciate that about him. Like, he kind of represents everything that they see as quote-unquote Americana, and they like that. It makes them uncomfortable at times, but they like that. I think time will tell on a micro level, what we kind of got out of it. I think the two sides are vastly different with their vantage points, right? So, like, for example, China understands us better than we do them. And what I mean by that is they wake up every morning with an obsession to compete with us, to take the United States over. They teach their kids one day you're going to be the lone titan in the jungle. And that's what they wake up thinking. Our government is not built out that way, right? So our people are weaving in and out. We're doing diplomacy and education. And then, you know, a minute later, we're talking about taking Greenland. And then, you know, you look up, you know, the next thing we got, you know, we're at the Super Bowl. We're doing sports. You know, so, like, I think it's just the matter of focus and objective is totally different. But I think the nexus of that is President Xi versus President Trump, right? Trump believes he can do things through diplomacy on a personal level, which in a large part he's been successful doing. And like I said, you've been in the room with Trump. He's charming. He's very good. He's very humble when he's on the foreign stage, right? And so I think that, more than anything, will lay the groundwork for time to tell how the trade deals will go down and what the you know, outcome of them will be. So.
Yeah, well, I also wanted to ask you, again, we're speaking of Brock Gillespie, and I guess that, you know, puts a little bit of perspective there, and I agree. I think that we do look at China, you know, one way, and they do look at us as you know, competition 24/7. I wanted to ask you, because, of course, we saw the interview that Secretary Marco Rubio did with Sean Hannity on the flight out there, and he was asked whether or not China will play a role in this conflict currently in the Middle East. You know, we're at this, you know, this basically there's a blockade, but we're kind of like, in my view, like at a standstill when it comes to, you know, the Strait of Hormuz and the attack in Iran. I want to first get your you know, opinion on what's happening currently with Iran, but also, do you think China will play a role?
So that's a multi-layered answer to that question that we probably don't have time to dive into. I would say that officially China will take the stance, and they're very good at walking this fine line. They'll take the stance of, and I think you heard something to the effect of President Xi had told Trump, well, you know, we won't get involved or we won't send weapons to Iran anymore. Yeah, officially, but through proxies or unofficially or smuggling them, that's a totally different story. Right. And so I think that's one of those things. It's a situation you have to continue to monitor. You know, as far as the Middle East goes, that's one area of the world I haven't traveled to. So I won't speak on something too much that I don't know about. But I think as far as China is concerned, they play an influential role over Iran because they're, you know, their number one trading partner. And you got the oil and you got all that going. I mean, that's a dynamic that I think Trump was very smart to capitalize on. And Trump's big, you know. Trump understands imagery and theatrics and marketing, and so he knew that that imagery of going over there, shaking hands with President Xi, having that imagery to the world, he's showing, you know, Iran that, okay, we're a united force here. Like, your friends like me better than they like you, type of thing.
I see. Yeah, because, you know, listening to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, it sounded like he was so optimistic, thinking that President Xi was just going to hop right into the conversation and say, hey, you know, whatever we have to do, let's get the Strait of Hormuz open and let's make nice. But it sounds like that's not going to happen. Brock, I wanted to also ask you, because you mentioned a little bit about the trade between America and China. We saw the conversation, it's supposedly a deal, right? I guess they signed on the dotted line when it comes to the airliners. Why was that trade so important to President Trump?
So there again, two different sides to it. And I'll back up and start by saying, you know, the two sides have distinct advantages and disadvantages, you know. And so with Trump, he has the advantage of having influence, right, over the world's economy. But with President Xi and the way the Chinese view these trade deals is, okay, we'll get what we can get, but we have the advantage of we're a communist dictatorship. So while Trump's on the clock and he's got midterms and an electorate he has to answer to, President Xi just can sit there and wait him out if there's something he doesn't like with tariffs. Now, having said that about the airliners, here's the deal. China wants the IP technology from the airliners. That's one of their main goals, main objectives with American aircraft, with American technology. So that's the whole deal why they're interested in it. And that's really no secret to the people in the intelligence community there in Washington. But it's ironically synonymous with how we think short and they think long. Because we're over there to make money and make trade deals. They're over there to steal IP for the long game. Right? So that's where I think the two sides kind of differ. But I think Trump's good at making commerce deals, which I think in the short term will be good for us. But, you know, in these trade deals with tariffs, for example, President Xi's background will tell you everything you need to know with that. So, for example, when he rose through the ranks, he was a lifelong communist member. His father was a Communist Party leader. He was an agricultural head in Shanxi, a central province that's pivotal to agriculture there. And he took a number of years where he first started coming to the United States in the 1980s. And he took multiple trips, and he visited Iowa multiple times, got a relationship with then-Governor Terry Branstad, who became the ambassador to China under Trump's first administration. And she studied this. And one of the things he studied was, okay, if we implement reciprocal tariff, where can we hit them the hardest? And he targeted buying soybeans and buying corn and then not buying soybeans and not buying corn because he wanted to exert maximum pressure on Trump's electorate, which is the Midwest, which are the swing states, as you know. And so when they pull back, they say, okay, we're going to target Trump's voters and hurt them. See, and that's something that they understand with the tariffs and the trade. So like I said, what they're doing is a totally different goal in mind than what we're doing. But like I said, in the short term, I think it'll be good for the economy, be good for our commerce, and be good for American companies.
Well, I appreciate that. Again, Brock Gillespie on the phone with us. Brock, before you go, I guess, you know, when you're looking at overall the relationship currently with America and China right after this trip, in your view, do you think that we're sitting in a decent position, or like, what is your opinion on it? Because I look at it personally and I say, okay, well, they're rolling out the red carpet. You know, it looks like that they're really excited about this. But then also, I think, you know, President Trump, you know, he's only going to be in office for just a couple more years, right? And so we would have to hope that the next president would be able to do the same, right?
Right, and I think, like I said, back to my earlier point, I think that's one of the advantages China has over us. If I could say anything, there's a lot of times Trump is doing things in his, you know, in his best idea, his best effort, and a lot of times, though, the bureaucracy under him, frankly speaking, are people that have been put there in the administration because of whatever deals, or they donated, or they're the son of somebody. Like, that doesn't happen in China. So President Xi is armed with an arsenal of people who understand us so much better. And I think that's something that Trump's going to have to square if we want to, you know, if we want to match China going forward. And, you know, like you mentioned, the red carpet. Yeah, I've been there. I've been on the other side of that. You know, they treat you that way. They roll out the red carpet. They do all the circuses and the theatrics. And you kind of got to look at it, Kim, like an oyster, right? You have this big production, but where's the actual, okay, what are we trying to get to? What's China really want? But I think one of the advantages Trump has is he's got great sense on how to read people and how to read rooms and how to read what somebody wants. And so I think he met the moment pretty well over there. So I would say we're doing about as well as we can do in the present day as far as China is concerned, going forward from the president. So.
Well, Brock Gillespie, I appreciate your expertise here, and I'm sure we'll reach out to you in the future as we continue to see things, I guess, hash out, especially with these trade deals. Brock, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're busy.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good day. Well, there you have it. And, you know, as Brock mentioned, you know, he played basketball, but then he ended up really on the front lines over there of this, you know, huge situation as they were bringing basketball there to China. And, you know, of course, and I'll share some of the pictures and stuff that he has shared with me. And, you know, there are pictures of him standing there, you know, with President Xi. I mean, it's just like, wow, how do you go from playing professional basketball into those rooms? Not sure how you do it, but he did it. When we get back, we can discuss this conversation if you'd like. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And then, of course, I got to tell you what happened, you know, when it came to Preakness. You guys know I put money down on those horses, right? Yes, and now I might have a gambling addiction. I'm not going to lie. Brian, the producer, I've been gambling all weekend, even at other tracks, because it's right there on an app. What have I done? All right, before we go, I want to tell you again about my friends over there at Yorktown Social. You know, it's my new favorite hangout. Of course, the Social Kitchen is right off of Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I've had the chance to eat there myself. You've got great weather for the next 3 days, all right? So you should get over there, check out their tapas-style small plates. You've got pineapple shrimp ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and the crab cake balls, which I post all the time. And whether you're grabbing a cocktail or you're heading back to the private bourbon bar, this place has it all under one roof. It is truly amazing. And don't be surprised if you see me and my little one, my little princess Olivia, because we are going to be there as well. Bring your friends and family and experience it for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. Go to YorktownSocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your next new favorite hangout.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce the burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Did you participate when it comes to the question of the day? I hope you did at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe the Maryland Board of Elections purposely mailed 500,000 defunct ballots? Check yes or no. We'll get to that in just a little bit. I say that because a small percentage of me believes that either it's just straight up incompetence or something else nefarious. And I know that sounds crazy because I don't usually dive into conspiracy theories, but the way that they've been pushing redistricting, and then you hear Senator Chris Van Hollen. You know, here we are already talking about the 500,000 mail-in ballots that went out. And obviously there's an issue. And Senator Chris Van Hollen was on a Sunday talk show saying we still need to do redistricting in the state of Maryland. Did you guys hear him? And so that's what makes me think, like, you know, what really happened here? Because somebody had to sign off, whether it was the vendor or not that, you know, made the uh-oh, who signed off on it? Anyways, we're not getting a whole lot of accountability. I just want to let you know that Kate Sullivan said she is available to come on the show tomorrow. So we can talk to her further about, you know, election integrity and what this means, you know, with these mail-in ballots. If they're not going to be color-coded, you know, will these individuals that receive the wrong ballots, will they be able to use them? How do we track them to make sure that they're not being used? I'll get the exact time from Kate here coming up soon, but she will be on the show tomorrow. I am just floored how they've been handling this. Also, another thank you to Brock Gillespie. We were talking about China and Trump's trip and how they're rolling out the red carpet. And, I think that they do have, they have, obviously, they want to compete with us on every single level. And I would say that they're ahead of us on some of the games, especially when it comes to technology and some, you know, variables. But, you know, at the same time, I hope that we are just making the right decisions that will be in place even when the next president comes along. You know, that's my only worry is, you know, who comes in 2028 and do they continue with this strategy or agenda? Because if we get a Democrat in there, I don't know where this goes. All right. So anyways, I wanted to tell you guys. So here I was watching the Preakness. And it's funny because I had to watch it online, basically, because I was driving down to Southern Maryland for my friend Caitlin's birthday party. And I wanted to give another shout out to retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Willens and how he was fantastic singing the national anthem. And then I saw I received a picture. Scott was with Gary Collins over there at Spotlight of Maryland. They were out there on the race course there in Laurel. And here I am watching. I'm like, all right, Taj Mahal. Don't fail me now, all right? Taj Mahal, if you saw it, Taj Mahal gets out there and he's taking the lead. He's in the lead, in the lead. I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go, here we go. And then, boom, falls back, falls back, falls back. Didn't even make it in the top three. And he is, Taj Mahal is the Maryland horse, had home field advantage, and was in the lead for quite some time. And I have been watching some of the other races, you know, at some of the other race courses. I know at Meadowlands, stuff like that. I was watching some of those races, and I was like, all right. You know, whenever I saw the horse out front early on, usually somebody would come right up behind them, whether they were second or third place, and take them out. And I thought, oh, man. And so when I saw Taj Mahal, I was like, no, you don't have to be first right now, you know, unless it's like a blowout. Well, anyways, Taj Mahal lost. Congratulations to Napoleon Solo. Napoleon Solo, which a lot of people did not have on their bingo card. If you bet on Napoleon Solo, you got a pretty good return on that bad boy. Because he was able to... And I don't know if they're all he's. There could be she's, I guess, right? Well, if your name is Napoleon, I would think it would be a he. But you never know. It could be a trans horse. Oh, is it usually... usually a he? Well, anyways, I saw where Governor Wes Moore had his money on Taj Mahal. I said, well, there's the problem. He jinxed it. So much more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A gun and a notebook that prosecutors say link Luigi Mangione to the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson can be used as evidence at his murder trial. That's a ruling today from a judge. The shootings were random in nature. In Austin, Texas, 10 attacks injured 4 people over the weekend. Police in Austin arresting 2 teens are still looking for a third suspect. A defiant Iranian leadership suggests that it's ready to fight again. President Trump seems more than willing to oblige. North America's largest commuter railroad not running today, the first weekday morning of a strike that has shut down New York's Long Island Railroad. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points. NASDAQ is off 142. And the S&P trading 18 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon...
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's hit them hard all over Nats Park this weekend, but didn't get rewarded until yesterday.
Boy,
This one belted.
Couser with a drive to right field, and there it is! Colton Couser finally gets that elephant off his back, his first home run in 111 plate appearances, and it was a sizzler.
My goodness.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben had the call on Masson. It was a rocket off the bat of Couser as the Birds knock out the Nats. 7-3 was the final. Here's the manager in the postgame.
No, they didn't waver in the clubhouse. They know they were putting good swings on it and barreling at the ball, hitting it hard, and you know, you hope eventually to also find some holes.
And so now it's on to St. Pete. Our first look at the Rays, who have the best record in the American League. And it's a very important start tonight for Trevor Rogers at 6:40 p.m. Preakness Saturday at Laurel was tight, but also the slowest in 75 years.
Here's Iron Honor trying to come and get Napoleon Solo. These two to the final furlong. Napoleon Solo still there. Iron Honor on the outside cannot get him. Napoleon Solo and Paco Lopez have won the Preakness.
Pride of Mount St. Joe High School, Larry Kalmus with the call on NBC. The final time of 158.69, Napoleon Solo won after surging past the favorite, Taj Mahal. But the sidebar here, Solo's time was the slowest at the Preakness since 1950, when the homebred Cold Hill Prince, ridden by Hall of Fame jockey Eddie Arcaro, won it in 159.20. And finally, Ravens continue their offseason program today with 3 days of OTAs this week. Lamar will be there, and one of the more interesting stories in terms of the rookies is that of Adam Randall, the big versatile running back out of Clemson that was owner Steve Bisciotti's personal pick. Here's Randall on being in the running back room with the King.
I'm just looking forward to, you know, being able to get in the room and, you know, see how he works and also all the other guys, you know, just see how they are pro. And, you know, just being at the Ravens organization, I know that they have great players and great men.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Gunner finally breaks out. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The summer-like heat is back in action today. Sunny, hot, and humid with highs near 93 degrees. Partly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. More heat and humidity Tuesday and Wednesday with high temperatures in the mid-90s both days, ahead of a chance of showers and storms later Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Birdie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Birdie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Hope you guys are having a happy Monday. And I do see where there's lots of rain coming in. All right. So It looks like Wednesday and beyond, we've got a ton of rain. So get out there and enjoy the weather today if you can, and also tomorrow. As I told Sean Casey earlier, I already told Olivia, I said, yep, we are going to the park just so you can go to the playground. And I did see where they have like those little cute carriages now for the dogs. My neighbor, I thought, real quick, I thought she was walking a baby, right? So I was out there with my dog, Stassi. And it looked like she was walking a baby. So whenever anybody comes over close to us, if you guys don't know, my dog Stassi, she's blind now. But then I pick her up and step off to the side because she can't see, right? So I pick her up and I step off to the side, and as the woman's walking by me, she's like, hello, you know. And I look down and it was a cat in there. And I said, oh my gosh, I thought you had a baby in there. And she was laughing. She said, well, this is my baby. So now I told Olivia about it. So now Olivia's like, you got to get one for Stassi. We have a Yorkie poo. She's only 5 pounds. She's really tiny. And so we're going to get one of those carriages so Olivia can push her around the neighborhood. She'll get more outside time with Olivia, you know, at the helm of it all. Anyways, I just thought that was cute. So I did want to say, because I saw a text here from Lisa, she said, did the taxpayers fund the development of China's basketball industry? So I do know that Brock, China funded that whole operation. And believe it or not, I met Brock because there was an event at Trump Hotel. Well, it's not Trump Hotel anymore. But he was there, and I know he was interviewing for the Trump administration. He had this whole thing where he was meeting with Dan Scavino, and I don't know how whatever came of that. I did not follow up on all that, but they wanted him to join the administration to, I guess, assist with this relationship with China. And so, Lisa, that's a great question, but luckily it was not taxpayer funded. Also, Kate Sullivan will join us tomorrow, by the way, at 9:35 a.m. So make sure that you are tuned in and listening, and we'll get her on as long as we can. She says she's moving her son in. You know, she's got a college student, so she's they're getting him all set up. It's so cute. Congratulations, Kate, on that. But she'll join us tomorrow at 9:35 a.m. I don't know if you guys saw the story or not. But it's another story about Governor Wes Moore. And I know we had on Tory Snow last week and his op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. He said, you know, if we keep harping on Wes Moore's military experience and the gaps in which, you know, don't make sense, he said that's one thing you could, you know, try to spotlight on. But, you know, it's really great to just continue to push on the fact that he hasn't accomplished anything in 4 years. And I do agree. I think Tory's right about that. I mean, he's got zero accomplishments. Zero. Well, I wanted to share this with you because, again, Spotlight on Maryland released this yesterday. Wes Moore's Afghanistan story starts to unravel. In a commencement speech at Valley Forge Military Academy on May 9th, Governor Wes Moore told graduates the academy had taught them something that I wish more people in this society understood, that we will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate those that do. Okay, so that's what he said in the commencement speech. For 2 decades, Wes Moore's own accounts of his Army service in Afghanistan deployment have tested whether he lives by that standard. In an, excuse me, an April 2014 interview with the USO's magazine On Patrol, Moore was asked about his duties in Afghanistan. He says, I was an infantry officer, military police officer, and then became special ops when I joined the 82nd Airborne Division. Based on Army records, that actually is not true. Those records show Wes Moore was not an infantry officer, was not qualified in any special operations field, and did not deploy to Afghanistan to perform either role. Now, they have a whole article here, again, Spotlight on Maryland. Lots of people weighing in the comment section, if you can imagine. But there's a lot of this that does not add up. And so here's what I do believe. I believe that the fact that Governor Moore is not handing over his records, just like he's not handing over his thesis or anything else, because he embellished and or lied about a lot of these things. And so they're trying to hide them. The huge problem, and I'll say this again, the huge problem is Governor Wes Moore, if you're running for the Oval Office at any point in time, your Democrat primary opponents will, in fact, have all of this down for you. And they will come at you with it, with your own record. So it is best to just get it all out right now. That is what's best for you if you have ambitions to run for a higher office. And that's what I just wanted to say. I don't know why he thinks that he can continue to hide this. I don't know why he thinks that people are buying any of this. I will also note, because I made a comment on it, Wes Moore did speak at another commencement ceremony over the weekend. And I just wanted to read to you what was said here, because I had to respond to it. And I apologize for all these coughs here. I apologize. But I had to respond to it because his spokesperson, Carter Elliott, flagged it and commented on it. And then I realized that clearly whomever is writing Governor Wes Moore's speeches, they're not lining it up with Governor Moore himself. It is very clear because Carter Elliott posted this 22 hours ago. Governor Wes Moore addresses a class of 2026 Johnson Smith University. The first classrooms on this hilltop were not built with new lumber. This is what he said. They were built with wood from the old Confederate Naval Yard in Charlotte. Wood used to wage war. Wood used to enslave our ancestors. Wood that eventually became buildings of education for our ancestors. The founders here knew who they were fighting for. Those are the quotes from this speech he gave over the weekend. The problem is, and I pointed this out to Carter Elliott, wood to enslave our ancestors, wood that eventually became buildings of education for our ancestors. I said, that's odd because Wes Moore's family's from Jamaica. Wes Moore's family were not slaves. They're here from Jamaica after slavery. So whomever is writing the speeches for Governor Wes Moore, you might want to learn more about the guy, okay? Because he does not come from a family of slaves. And this was just posted 22 hours ago. See, all of this stuff is going to get them in a lot of trouble. I don't understand why it is so hard for this administration. And then why would Governor Moore say it? If you see it there written as your speech, right? And you do. You have speechwriters. You have lots of events. There's no doubt that the governor and many other governors have speechwriters that are writing all of their speeches. No doubt about it. And, I don't expect anything less. But when somebody writes a speech for you, you usually look it over first. And even if you're reading it, Governor Moore, in live time, like you are a well-seasoned public speaker. You're telling me as it was saying, talking about ancestors, you didn't think to yourself, maybe I should clear this up a little bit? Or maybe I shouldn't repeat it over and over again? It referred to ancestors more than once. Anyways, I just had to point that out because I'm like, dude, what? And I said that to Carter Elliott on X. I said, Wes Moore's family is from Jamaica. All right, let's go to the text line here. I got Mike in Westminster. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Kim. I read about a year ago. I think it was Wikipedia I saw it on. Wes Moore, his actual job in the military in Afghanistan was an intel analyst, which means he was probably sitting at a desk about 100 miles behind the front lines, and his main duty was to funnel money to the Afghan citizens to have them kind of move away from the Taliban and come to the American side. And that's pretty much all he did. And also his foundation, which is the Robin Hood Foundation or whatever it's called, he actually had Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein on his board of directors.
Look, you never know. Well, Mike, and I also wanted to ask you there. So when he says that he led troops in combat, do you think that that could be accurate in any way?
Absolutely not. I spent 6 years in the military, and there's no way that he ever fired a shot in anger in Afghanistan. I don't believe that at all. And he doesn't have a combat infantry badge. He's got a combat action badge that just says that he was in Afghanistan during the war. It doesn't say anything at all about him engaging in any kind of hostile contacts or anything like that. It's just a badge saying that he was there.
Wow. Well, Mike, before I let you go, do you think that this is going to help Republicans at all in November?
I would hope so. If they talk it up enough, where they do their homework on him and see what his background, particularly his military background, is, because he's an empty suit. That's all he is.
Yeah, yeah. Any one of our Republican candidates, you know, is 10 times better than this guy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
I hope it all works out. Mike, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week. I also have Mark in Baltimore on the phone lines. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good morning and shalom. It is real hot outside, you know,
yes.
And I just came in from Shul, so we'll see what happens on that. But listen, I do want to say one thing about these speech writers and all that. Basically, these speech writers are actually paid basically to write down what the author, the speech they're working for, whether it's the governor, lieutenant governor, whatever, what they want them to put down there, and to arrange the words in such a way that it would be delivered flawlessly. So the problem is the speech writers, they're just victims. They're just, their time is being wasted in this case because they're actually, being asked to write down lies or falsehood or something that's inaccurate or something like that. So the speech writers are part of the problem, but unfortunately you can't really blame them because they're supposed to be doing their job. And I think taxpayers' money is being used to pay these speech writers. Is that correct? This is real sad. So what do you think about speech writers caught in a catch-22? They got a right to get paid, but it's not their own words. They're just being told what to write, whether it's a lie or whether it's true. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know what? You're probably right, Mark. And of course they are. You know, why we think the speech writers for the campaign would have to be paid through the campaign. Now, are those the speechwriters he still also has in his office? I guess we'll never know the truth, right? We'll never know whether or not they are just with the campaign or with the office itself. But you're right. They're probably fed certain information and then they go with it. I guess, you know, I look at Governor Wes Moore. It's like, you should know. I mean, as soon as you read the speech over once, he should have been able to just cross those lines out, right?
I guess so. But he's too busy being on national television, looking at a national level and all that, instead of paying attention to the state in the first place. I said this before about not paying attention to what the state needs, and like the Board of Elections mishap with the mailings and so forth. And, you know, I don't even know if you said anything about that at all. But anyway, that's all I can tell you. I just feel sort of the speech writers are doing their job, but that's the catch-22. So I do thank you, and wish you all shalom. Do stay cool, please. Thank
yes,
you very much.
Thank you, Mark. You do the same. I don't know. I mean, they could be speechwriters for the campaign, and then that's campaign donations. So I don't want to speak out of turn on that one. But as soon as Wes Moore would have read those two lines right there back to back, and that's all I saw of the speech, right? Just a couple of those sentences. But to push on this whole thing with, you know, the race and slavery and all this other stuff, he can't do that considering his family, they weren't here. They're Caribbean. And I guess, you know, for me, and here he is at this, you know, Johnson C. Smith University. I bet there were many graduates in that crowd that absolutely knew that as well and probably didn't appreciate it very much. And a text from our friend Joe in Bmore. He says, Kim, you're not going to tell this man to stop quoting things he sees on Wikipedia. Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein. Joe, I see what you're saying, but he was making a joke there. And honestly, when it comes to Harvey Weinstein, he was with Governor Wes Moore with the Robin Hood Foundation. I think you probably didn't see it, and they don't talk about it often, but Harvey, he was there at some of those parties with Oprah Winfrey, and Wes is there in some of those photos. So I know some of the stuff is on Wikipedia. I can't say for sure on Jeffrey Epstein, but for Harvey Weinstein, yeah. Now, whether or not Harvey made donations to the Robin Hood Foundation, I don't know. I would have to look something like that up. But the Harvey Weinstein part is somewhat true. Anyways, okay, we got some other text messages coming in. John says, Kim, Wes Moore is down with the struggle. Yeah, John, isn't that interesting? When it's time to use slavery and racism and all these other things. Because you know what? And the only reason that I truly know more about the story is because remember they wanted reparations, the Reparations Commission in Annapolis? And when Governor Wes Moore vetoed that bill, remember the Legislative Black Caucus, they got upset about it. But what many of the people saying in the caucus were, oh, he's upset because he wouldn't get a check. So that's how I found out about, you know, his family background even further. It's because of the Legislative Black Caucus in Annapolis. So they were mad at him basically making decisions they believed for foundational Black Americans. You see, now, of course, I don't agree with the Reparations Commission or reparations at all, but that's why they said that they wanted to override his veto, which they actually did during the special session. All right, we get back, we'll wrap this conversation up. Also, we'll go over the question of the day. I'm actually shocked, to believe it or not, I'm shocked with what you guys have to say here. Real quick, if you're looking to upgrade your home, then you got to visit my friends at Town Appliance at Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. And whenever I stop in, as I told you before, Mayor and Mayor make my visit wonderful. Okay, they're really funny. They can help you out. But not only that, they're incredibly knowledgeable and make the experience wonderful by finding exactly what fits your home and lifestyle. And now, Town Appliance is having a Memorial Day savings event going on. With their flexible financing options, they can turn those dream appliances into reality. They are open Sunday through Friday, so all you have to do is visit them at Owings Mills, or you can visit them online, townappliance.com, where great service meets great deals.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but tell her health if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft, but that's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes in your financial accounts, they'll alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that can make all the difference. Save up to 30% off your first year with the promo code BECK, lifelock.com, 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or lifelock.com. Use the promo code BECK at lifelock.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Republican Party is never going to be the party that it was. It's never going to be the party of George Bush, George H.W. Bush, of Mitt Romney ever again. We had our reformation. Now the Democrat Party needs to do the same thing. You as a human being who might have morals, you as a human being who might believe in God, you cannot stay in the Democrat Party as it is. You've got to gut it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got a funny text here from Chris in Kaysville. He says, China, I know they're in competition with us, but they're probably losing the carjacking competition. Yes, Chris, I believe they are. Oh, man. All right. The question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe the Maryland Board of Elections purposely mailed 500,000 defunct ballots? 90% of you said yes. 10% of you say no. Okay, so you guys, you think that this could have been on purpose. Wow. All right. You know what? I'm going to repost this on Facebook and see what they say on social media as well. I do have a caller that wants to weigh in on Wes Moore. Chris in Middle River, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I hope so. So I was just calling in for the last call or the last comments made. Look, I understand. I don't like him either. I can't stand Wes Moore either. But if you start, I have to agree with Tory from last week. If you start going after him about military stuff, it's going to be a very murky river. Just the last caller with the CAB. I've been to combat zones. I've been deployed myself. I haven't even earned the CAB. The takeaway from a CAB is a little bit disrespectful because generally they either had to be engaged in combat or they had to receive some kind of incoming in order to receive it. So I'm just saying, tread lightly. Let's go after what we know that he's been deceitful for, and let's try to get him on that versus, you know, just downing what we see in his record right now. That's all. That's the only comment I got for today.
Well, Chris, first, thank you for your service. And so I had to text Tori. I said, look, I think more people do agree with you to stay on top of the policies and the lack of accomplishment. I guess, Chris, and before you go, I guess my thing is the key bridge has got to be the winning ticket, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say?
The key bridge. Harping on the key bridge and the fact that
is definitely the one that we should be focusing on. That should be the ire of everybody's, you know, attention right now, because he had a chance to be the governor to fix it, to step in when we had a state tragedy or a state disaster, and he has yet to really show, except for being on a stage and talking about, oh, it's moving faster, and we have not seen any progress. So that, I would agree, is definitely a black mark on his record.
All right. Well, Chris, again, thank you for your service, and I appreciate you weighing in, as always. Have a great week.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Well, there you have it. And look, I do agree, the key bridge, it should be the winning. The only thing I worry about the key bridge issue is, so my mom, right, in Prince George's County, she doesn't really come up here. And when I see my mom, we're always going down there because, you know, God forbid I make my mom drive all the way up here. But, so she doesn't really feel the difference with the key bridge and what that meant. She just looks at it as, yeah, this is another project that should be done. But as Marty pointed out in the text line, you know, a couple weeks ago, I guess they kind of look at it as a purple line, right? It's government going slowly. I don't know. I don't know if they can really feel it the way that we do up here. All right, tomorrow, Kate Sullivan will join us on at 9:35 a.m. We'll talk more about the ballot mishap. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Authority, Friends of Glenn Gilhar, Brianna Gilhar Treasurer. Website, www.friendsofglenngilhar.org. The progressive policies coming out of Annapolis are wrecking our state. It doesn't have to be this way. Together, we can reopen affordable power plants and reduce burdensome taxes and fees. Our students deserve to graduate with marketable skills that includes driver's education and certifications for the trades. Early voting starts June 11th and runs through the 18th. Election day is June 23rd. Vote.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
This is the right choice for Maryland.